Ladies and gentlemen, it's the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters. Fastest 3 hours on the internet, 129 days till the election. You know the drill. Donald Trump just took the rally podium in Virginia. Let's go live.
Much better looking than him. Joe Biden's problem is not his age. It's not his anything, really. It's got no problem other than it's his competence. He's grossly incompetent. You know, they keep saying old. I know people that are much older than him that are doing unbelievable things, making a fortune. I knew a man that at 79, he was never a success, and he made $1.5 billion from 79 to 92. And that's what it is. It's not his age. It's his competence. He's not respected anywhere in the world. Our country is being laughed at all over the world. Biden is using the weaponization of his Justice Department, the FBI, local district attorneys, and attorneys general to try and win an election against his political opponent. That happens to be me. Do you know who I am? Something that actually was unthinkable in our nation, but which is very common in third world countries or in banana republics. That's what he's doing. He's using law enforcement to try and hurt his political opponent. Every one of those things last night, you saw that, was all started by this guy, this crooked guy. And not only crooked, I mean, just so bad in so many ways. He's killing our country. He's incapable of winning based on his far-left policies of open borders, massive tax increases, the Green New Scam. That's a windmill on every corner, most of which don't work. And things like putting men in women's sports, really not a great idea. As every American saw firsthand last night, this election is a choice between strength and weakness, competence and incompetence, peace and prosperity, or war or no war. They like a war. They love wars. You know, they love killing people. It's so wonderful. You know, I'm the only president in many, many decades that didn't start a war. I finished one. I beat ISIS in record time. As soon as I left, we had the situation where Russia went into Ukraine. They would have never done that. And where Israel's attacked. And then we had inflation. And then we had that horrible, horrible event that took place in Afghanistan. The worst, I think the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country. And it's a choice, though, between a president who puts America first or a train wreck who puts America last. They put America last. Actually, the Democrats put America last. You take a look at that. Look at a guy like Senator Schumer. I've always known him. I've known him a long time. I come from New York. I knew Schumer. He's become a Palestinian. He's a Palestinian now. Congratulations. He was very loyal to Israel and to Jewish people. He's Jewish, but he's become a Palestinian because they have a couple of more votes or something. Nobody's quite figured it out. A vote for Joe Biden is a vote for failure, surrender, and disaster for our country. A vote for your all-time favorite president, President Donald J. Trump. Is a vote for stopping Joe Biden's inflation, stopping the border invasion, and very simply making America great again. It will make America great again. You see these beautiful women. I'm not allowed to use the term beautiful as a politician. In fact, it could be the end of my career. If Glenn ever ran against me, he'd say he called women beautiful, and that could be the end of my career. But they're beautiful. What am I going to do? I can't lie. But you see these beautiful women up here? They come from a place called North Carolina. We all love North Carolina. And this is their 127th rally. And it's hard to believe. I seldom see their husbands. Their husbands, but they're happily married. I said, are you all happily married? They love their husbands. You love your husband?
All right, we are absolutely loaded today. By the way, it's the Veterans Call-In Show. We have a couple of great veteran guests. I've got clips from last night. I've got other video clips. We've got some comic relief. But we got Trump live right now. Biden had a rally today, too, that was crazy. So much to cover on this Friday. Don't go anywhere.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
We got a huge transmission, debate clips, highlights, lowlights of replays from Biden's rally today, which was about as bad as it gets. So maybe he thought it was a chance for recovery from last night. Didn't go well. Trump has a huge crowd in Virginia. So let's go back live to the Trump rally in Virginia.
And the fake news media who have been lying to the American people as our country was being destroyed. The fake news media, look at all of them back there. Look at all of them. That's a lot of cameras. That's a lot of cameras. That's a lot of camera power. The Joe Biden on stage yesterday was the same Joe Biden who gave us open borders, crushing inflation, rampant crime, two new wars, a disastrous Afghanistan embarrassment, most embarrassing moment in the history of our country, and the international humiliation. Think of it, one after another, international humiliation, one after another. Nobody respects him. Foreign leaders don't respect him. You know, we put up $124 billion more given to Ukraine than Europe. Now, Europe is a lot closer. We have a thing called an ocean in between us, right? So no matter how you cut it, it's got to be more important. Why is it that we're not equalized? Why is it that they put up $124 billion, our people, these people in Washington that don't know what the hell they're doing? You know, I stopped it with NATO. We were spending almost 100% of the money for NATO. And I went in my first meeting, I realized, I said, you know, they're not paying their bills. They're delinquent. My second meeting, I said, you got to pay. And they said, well, what would happen if we don't? Then we won't defend you against Russia. And the next day, money came in by the billions. You never saw money come in so fast, Glenn.
All right.
The money was
talking to Glenn
in.
Youngkin, governor of Virginia. Let's pull this down real quick. Now, Donald Trump is a busy man. Before going to Virginia for his rally today, he got in a round of golf. Can you believe this? Are you jealous? He got in a round of golf, and he had a little thing to say about Joe Biden after teeing off here in clip 18. So Trump gets a round of golf in after the big debate victory and then flies right to Virginia to have a big rally. Let's go live.
We will not defend you. We're not stupid anymore. And $400 billion came pouring in. You never saw money pouring in so fast. The whole world should know that while Biden is the worst president in the history of America, our country is going to be strong again, and it's going to be very soon. I want the enemies to know that, because we have a 5-month transition period, and I want the enemies to know, don't play around with us during this 5-month period. Don't play around. It's only for them. It's also from, in all fairness, we have enemies on the outside, China, Russia, North Korea, enemies, but they're not really enemies if you have a smart president. If you have a smart president, they're not enemies. You'll make them do great. We had no problems. China paid us hundreds of billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars. And it was so because they respected our country. Thank you very much. He said they respected you. Thank you. Stand up, please. Who said that? Stand up. Because they respected us. You said it better than I could. Thank you. I plagiarized. Thank you. No, they respected us. There was no games. But we have the enemy on the outside, and you can do great things with them. And then we have a worse enemy. I call it the enemy from within. These are the sick people, the socialists. Remember I said America will never be a socialist country. I was right. I was right. It skipped over socialism, went directly into fascism and communism. It never stopped at the station called socialism. It went worse. And that's a big problem that we have. But I think you're starting to see the end of that. And it's been starting for a while now with us. But I think last night was a big moment for people with common sense that want to see America be great again, want to put America first.
You know, on that note, let's talk about last night real quickly. Trump's going to be speaking for, I guess, the remainder of this hour. So we'll go in and out here. CNN's polls even had Donald Trump as the winner. 65% said Trump won the debate. 35%, I'm curious what debate they watched. But that's a CNN poll. Even leftist polls and leftist news outlets are admitting that Joe Biden lost badly. And I've got all these clips of CNN and MSNBC admitting it. Even Barack Obama had to make a post today saying, yeah, Joe Biden didn't have a good debate performance, but it's not a problem because he's still not Donald Trump. So, I mean, they're running all kinds of cover here. I mean, the ultimate question. Can Joe Biden even make it, or how are they going to remove Joe Biden? Tell you what, let's look at some of this. This was Trump. This was really a bad moment for Joe, and Trump called him out when he fumbled through a response, and Trump says, "What did you just say, Joe?" in clip F.
And I'm going to continue to move until we get the total ban on the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either. Look, we had the safest border in the history of our country.
Oh, man.
The border, all he had to do was leave
it's
it.
Bad,
all he had
folks.
To do was leave it. He decided
it's
to
bad. In fact, here's a highlight that's going around of all the different Biden gaffes from last night's debate in clip six.
Folks, how are you?
Making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with the COVID, excuse me, with dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if we finally beat Medicare. We're finding housing for Black Americans. The impact on the choice, the idea that they're gonna, I'm proposing that everybody, the millionaires pay 1%. So no one after, I've not raised the cost of Social Security for anybody. I got my handicap, which when I was vice president, down to a 6. And wants to get away with, get rid of the ability of Medicare for us to be able to negotiate drug prices with the big pharma companies. What I'm going to do is fix the tax system. For example, we have 1,000 trillionaires in America. I mean, billionaires in America. No one was hurt. No one Israeli was accidentally killed, and it just stopped. And I'm going to continue to move until we get the total ban on the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
Now, the immediate response to the disaster that was Joe Biden last night seems to be put Jill in front. I don't really think that plays well, but that's been the case is, okay, let's have Jill out in front now and maybe she can save face. And it began immediately after the debate when Joe couldn't even get off the stage. He had another one of those moments where he didn't know what to do on the stage. And so Jill had to come grab him by the arm, just like Obama did a couple weeks ago, and drag him off the stage. And then he struggled to even go down two steps. He struggled to go down two steps. And while Joe Biden was holding his arm, it looked like a Secret Service agent had to come over there and give him extra support. Two people had to get him down two steps. I bet CNN is regretting having the camera rolling for this moment in clip 8.
Presidents making their way off the CNN debate stage. Looks like,
so here's Joe Biden lost on the stage, needing help. Trump's already long gone. Joe Biden was just awkwardly standing there. Here comes the Secret Service agent. Here's Jill grabbing him by the arm. He's struggling to move. He doesn't know what's going on. Stiff-legged and awkward. Here's the extra help from Secret Service. And he struggles to go down two steps. Struggles down two steps. So the response was, okay, let's have Jill lead now. And then it was just real awkward. This was the Biden campaign room after the debate. Jill Biden screaming into a microphone. It's a real strange thing. But it's clear Jill loves the power. Jill loves being first lady. It makes her feel good, makes her feel important. How much of this is Jill Biden running? How much of this is Jill Biden making sure that Joe stays in the race? Because she seems to really love being first lady a little bit too much. And so this was her basically now taking the front of the campaign afterwards, screaming into a microphone in the post-debate campaign room.
Joe, you did such a great job. You answered every question. You knew all the facts. And let me ask the crowd, what did Trump do? Why?
She's really loving some of herself, isn't she? She's really getting off to all of this. It's like elder abuse at this point, really. It's kind of sad. So how much of this is Jill Biden now in charge of? How much of this is Jill Biden's doing to keep Joe in the race? Is she being put up to it, or is she doing this for selfish reasons as she's just peacocking around? And it happened again today. She took the lead. Joe Biden rallies in North Carolina. She is the one speaking at the rally. Jill Biden speaking at the rally with another hideous sweater on as Joe stands behind her looking dazed and confused and awkward. This thing is coming apart fast. Here it is, clip 3.
Here in North Carolina and across America, who are working hard to find a secure place in the middle class. The moms who worry that their daughter... I saw in him then the same character that I see in him today. And even though he has faced unimaginable tragedies, his optimism is undaunting.
This is really strange, folks.
His strength is unshakable. His hope is undeterred. I saw in him then the same character that I see in him today. And even though he has faced unimaginable tragedies,
really bad,
his optimism is undaunting.
And Jill is now taking the lead for his campaign. So the biggest stories right now for Joe Biden's campaign, who are they going to replace him with? How can he be the nominee? And he himself, the candidate, is put on the back burners because he's such a disaster. They have Jill leading the campaign now. Jill Biden. This thing is a disaster. I don't know what they're going to do. Look, again, the big conversation is, are they going to replace Joe Biden, and with who are they going to replace him? They might still run with him. I don't know. seems impossible, but I mean, this is just crazy. Here's Joe at his rally in North Carolina. This is his attempt to recover from last night. Clip one.
Donald Trump says he thinks overturning Roe v. Wade was a beautiful thing. My son was one of those people. Not a little woman in the beach. Folks, look. I don't walk as easy as I used to. I don't speak as smoothly as I used to. I don't debate as well as I used to. America bows to no one. No one. No one ever. Because I intend to win this state in November. I stand here today, I can honestly say I'm never more optimistic about America's future in my whole career.
And then what is this? And then what is that? What is that? Here, let's go back. This is, I believe it's either clip 2 or 7, guys. Which is the one? Yeah. Here, watch this again. Joe Biden, after that very strange rally speech, I don't even know what hopping around like the Easter Bunny. What is this? This is him exiting the stage after his rally, does the whole, 90 degree stiff arm and then starts hopping off the stage. Go ahead, roll it. What is that? What is that? Is clip 7 him stuttering again, guys? Yeah. Here's more of Joe Biden at his speech today. Just hold on. See, tell me, can anybody translate this for me, clip 7?
I'm serious. Failing, I don't know, a president wouldn't trade places with America in a heartbeat. He's dead wrong. America's not a losing nation. America's winning. As I stand here today, I can honestly say I'm never more optimistic about America's future in my whole career.
Oh, my God.
We just have to remember who we are. We're the United States of America.
The country that they demonize, call racist, homophobic, xenophobic, colonizers, slave owners. You can tell Biden is trying to overcompensate for the lack of energy last night. And, he went overboard. He clearly went overboard. So, it's just bad, folks. It's just real bad. And, I'm not going to have time to get to all these clips, so I'm just kind of deciding what I'm going to play here and what I'm not. And I do want to go back to the Trump rally momentarily. But after the debate, most of the Democrat propaganda media, their story was how bad Biden was. Biden lost in all the polls, including on CNN, MSNBC, leftist polls. And the topic of conversation is, who are they going to replace him with? Folks, this is a real interesting predicament. And the Democrats have done this to themselves. In fact, this is really, if you look at the last three presidential election cycles, this is the bed the Democrats have made. We shouldn't be surprised by this. Are they going to replace him? Are they not going to replace him? All bets are off, because I don't see how they go forward with him, but at the same time, how do they replace him? And we've gone through the ins and outs and all the obstacles, but you've got the Democrat Party defending him today, Newsom, Obama, the rest, but then the Democrat propaganda media is saying he's shot. So I don't know. They've got 129 days till the election. They've got less than 100 days till their convention. They have to make the move soon, or he's not even going to be on. They're not even going to have a candidate on the ballot potentially in Nevada, Wisconsin, and Ohio. Swing states, big states. They're in an unmitigated disaster right now. They don't even have a good candidate. Here's what I'm talking about. This is a long time coming for the Democrat Party. In 2016, they rigged the primaries and the nomination process, stole it from Bernie Sanders so that they could give it to Hillary Clinton. Bernie Sanders was by far more popular, would have done better in a general, but these are corrupt Democrats, corrupt internally, rig everything. So they stole it from Bernie, gave it to Hillary. Okay. 2020, they had viable candidates. Bernie was still popular. Bernie was still getting big rally turnouts. I covered him. They also had other viable candidates on the stage. Tulsi Gabbard, very viable candidate. And what'd they do? They rigged it all for Joe Biden. Gave it to Joe Biden because Barack Obama wanted Joe to win. Barack Obama needed Joe to win to protect himself and to run the White House still from the shadows. So they had another fake primary process, nomination process, gave it to Joe Biden. And so now here we are in 2024. They had a viable candidate in RFK Jr., very viable, very good candidate. And what did they do? They ostracized him. They ignored him. They wanted nothing to do with him. And they gave you Joe Biden again. And now here they are with less than 100 days till their convention, 129 days till the election, and they have nothing. They have done this to themselves. They are so corrupted. They are such believers in their own bullcrap that they have put themselves in this position of a lose-lose. I don't see a winning scenario for the Democrats politically, whether they replace Joe Biden or not. I do not see a winning scenario for the Democrats politically. You run with Joe Biden, you lose. You replace Joe Biden, you lose. Who do you replace Joe Biden with? There's no campaign. There's no policies. Hillary, a loser? Michelle Obama, what are her policies? What platform does she run on? How does she campaign with short time? Gavin Newsom, who's a disaster in California? What, are you going to drum up fake energy for him? The stance would be, hey, vote for me. I'm not Donald Trump. I don't think that works. Now, obviously, I know what you're thinking. They'll just cheat. They'll just rig it. Okay. I'm saying politically, there is no winning situation. And the Democrats can only rule by fiat from here on out. It's over. The only way the Democrats run this country from here on out is by total theft, by total fraud, by total fiat, and that's where we're at. And they know it, and they've done it to themselves because of their own corruption, because of their own lust for power, because of their own commitment to fraud and lies. Maybe there's an outlier that wants to get involved. People have been talking about, hey, maybe Mark Cuban, maybe Jeff Bezos. Folks, I don't think so. This Democrat Party is like a disease. And they might even be Democrat voters or loyalists or liberals. Nobody wants to touch the cancer that is the Democrat Party right now. Nobody. You have to already have this disease of the Democrats to want to run as a Democrat in this world.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point, for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast, because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Delving deep into the heart of globalist plans, it's Owen Schroyer.
All right, let's take a quick look at a compilation of the left-wing media that's been protecting Biden. Do a 180 last night after the debate.
Listen, if anybody in America thinks that that was even close to being an okay debate by Joe Biden, I'm living in a parallel universe.
The universal reaction was somewhere approaching panic.
Right now, as we speak, there is a deep, a wide, and a very aggressive panic in the Democratic Party.
There's a full-on panic about this performance.
Biden had a terrible night. He could not land a thought, not even in the closing statement, which is something... That's the easiest part. Write down a few words, go through the thoughts.
That was an unmitigated disaster for President Biden from the second he walked out to the closing statement.
This is about as bad of a performance in order to that Biden could have delivered.
He didn't do well at all. He did not do well at all.
Again, it was terrible. It was terrible.
That was painful.
There's no way to spin it.
I mean, can you say that you are not concerned at all, having watched the president's performance tonight?
It was a slow start. That's obvious to everyone. I'm not going to debate that point.
Yeah, look, it was a really disappointing debate performance from Joe Biden. I don't think there's any way, any other way to slice it.
President Biden seeming extremely feeble, seeming extremely weak.
The only job that Joe Biden had last night was to reassure America that he was not too old to do the job. And he failed.
Joe Biden's job was to reassure them tonight. His job was to calm his party, to make them feel that, yes, I can do this. I have four more years in me. I have the ability and the stamina and the strength to do four more years. He did not do that.
Joe, you did such a great job. You answered every question. You knew all the facts. And let me ask the crowd, what did Trump do?
This cannot be real life.
So, man, I'm telling you, folks, this is, I really don't know. It's a mystery what they're going to do. They've already kind of committed to Joe Biden. That's the reality. They've already committed to Joe Biden. I think if they do the switcheroo, which most people anticipate, it's all going to come crashing down on them. But see, the big concern is the down ballot, folks. It's not just the White House at stake. It's the Senate. It's the House. It's local races, state races. So, yeah, I mean, there is total panic. Is that the most honest night of the mainstream media in years, by the way? Do you think it was coordinated? Maybe they're kind of going rogue against the Democrats. Like, they don't want Joe, but the party continues to go with him. Meanwhile, Trump still speaking in Virginia, guys. Let's tune back into Trump Live right now at a rally in Virginia. After a round of golf, by the way. So big debate victory, round of golf, rally in Virginia.
General Kane, right? Raisin Kane. You know that story. Raisin Kane. He was great. Great general. Real general. Not the television. We have a lot of television generals. They're no good. Like Billy. How about Billy? We had some, like the dumbest of them all, General Kelly. He didn't know. He was lost in the White House. That poor guy didn't know what the hell was happening. He was like a lost, we used to call him a lost soul. Under the Trump administration, we will not rest until we have found every single radical Islamic terrorist who Joe Biden has let into America. We will arrest them or we will throw them the hell out of our country immediately, and we will not let them back in. We have no choice. And already Biden's open border nightmare has stolen countless innocent lives. Yesterday in Houston, you read about this, 12-year-old Jocelyn Nungari was laid to rest by her grieving mother, who I spoke to yesterday, incredible woman, just devastated. Literally, I was going up to the debate, and I got the return call from the mother, and I talked to her, and they're screaming at me, "Sir, you're going to the debate. You're going right now, sir." You know, and I'm on the phone, and I said, "I can't. I might be late, but that's okay." But I said, "I will." I did talk to her, and then I said, "I'll speak to you, and I'm going to call her today or tomorrow." A devastated person. She was a devastated person, but her precious daughter became yet another victim of the Biden migrant crime. People that would have never come in here. In fact, a lot of these people that you're reading about, we threw them out. They were gone, and they came back under Biden. Last week, Jocelyn was savagely tied up, viciously assaulted, and brutally murdered by two Biden migrants who Crooked Joe released into the United States to prey on our women and girls. One of these monsters waited just 20 days before ending Jocelyn's beautiful American life. Crooked Joe proved last night he has no regret, no remorse, had no idea who she was. No empathy and no compassion for all the innocent victims whose lives have been just absolutely destroyed. And you look at so many of the other young people that you're hearing about. So many of them are young, 13, 12, raped and killed. 13 years old, 12 years old, raped and killed. And remember this, I say this a lot. This is just starting because they're just getting comfortable in the country. They never heard about politically correct law enforcement. We have the greatest police in the world, but they're not allowed to do their job. And we're going to let them do their job. And we're going to give them immunity so they can't be prosecuted for doing their job. Joe Biden inherited a great border because I fixed it. Remember, I fixed it in 2016. I got elected because of the border. But that border was nothing compared to what we have. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. But I fixed it. It was a big deal. And I would say it was probably one or two in terms of my points that I had a lot of things. But the border was a big deal. It was a bad border. I fixed it so much so that I couldn't even speak about it during the 2020 race because it didn't, nobody cared about it anymore because it was fixed. So he inherited a perfect border and he proceeded to destroy it almost immediately. He destroyed it at a level that nobody could even believe, but many times worse than it was in 2016. I'd love, you know, I have a chart. I don't know if these guys don't know about this, but I have a chart that if they could find it, put it up, because there's one little stat on this chart. Oh, wow. These guys have become good. You know, it used to take a day to get that chart. They'd say, sir, we'll have it up tomorrow. I said, tomorrow's not going to help me, Glenn. So you see the arrow, Glenn, on the bottom. See the arrow, the big red arrow on the bottom. That's the lowest level of illegal immigration ever in recorded history right there. That's the week that I left office. And look what happened after that. Look at the numbers on the right. Look at what happened after that. So that was the lowest level, and then it started marching upward. But what you don't see are the drugs. We're at the lowest level in 32 years. The human trafficking, mostly in women. They traffic in women. And that's now back at a level that we've never even seen or imagined before. But I love that chart. You know, that chart is just a small chart in with other numbers like poll numbers and things that are so impressive, even fundraising. You know, we did more. We raised more money after this crooked trial than we've ever raised. I think than any candidate. I think we raised over $400 million. Can you believe it? I would say if we did 10 million, it would be a lot during this period. 10 million is a lot of money. They raised over $400 million during this very short period of time, a little period of time. If we would have done like 8 or 9 or 10, it would have been great. But they did numbers that no, because everyone knows they're a bunch of crooked people. These are crooked people using justice to try and win an election. But I'm proud of that chart. It was in with other things that are very important. But there's something about the importance of this that I really thought we could show it. And sometimes we'll take it out, show it to some of these big crowds. When I return to the White House, we will stop the plunder, rape, slaughter, and destruction of American suburbs, cities, and towns. And for the suburban women, who I actually think vote for me, I think that's, you know, they say. They say the suburban women. What, you like, you saw Biden, you like Biden? Yeah. The suburban way. You know why they like me?
Because all right, Donald Trump live in Virginia. We've got more highlights from last night. We got great guests coming up as well, veteran guests. It is the Veterans Call-In Show. We might squeeze in some calls as well. We got CNN ripping Joe Biden a new one. Still a lot to get to here on the InfoWars War Room.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wig of America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Attorney General of the State of Delaware. Here to talk to you about something that's very important to me and to my office, senior abuse. For every one of these types of crimes that's reported to our office, 5 go unreported. But 2 million senior Americans are affected every year. And 80% of these crimes are committed by family members against their so-called loved ones. We need your help. Seniors need your help. So if you suspect that anyone is affected by any of these crimes, please contact our Elder Abuse Hotline.
Biden's against elder abuse. That's ironic.
Owen Schroyer here from InfoWars, and I want to tell you about a serious problem affecting America right now, Joe-mentia.
I'm here to ask you for your help.
These are some of the signs that you or someone you know may be suffering from Joe-mentia. Forgetting where you are.
Of North South Carolina.
Forgetting your boss's name.
Are you going to stick with the president, last guy, on this issue?
Making up mythical characters.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Getting aggressive towards journalists.
Why attack Sanders? Why?
Forgetting lines to your speech.
All men and women created by the thing.
Forgetting what you were supposed to say.
In addition to that, Well, let me go to the second thing.
Name-calling and hostility.
Look, Fat, look, here's the deal.
I'm beginning to see why your wife left you.
Biting your spouse's hand in public. Unabashed flirtation with young children.
11 years old. Talk to me before we leave, okay?
I got hairy legs, and the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down.
If you or someone you love is suffering from Joe-mentia, please Share with them the truth at band.video and the health supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. And together, we can defeat Joe Manchin.
You know, what a timely video. We actually shot that in April of, I think it was 2021. It was at least 4 years ago we shot that. But I figured it was timely to bring that back up today. We still got a lot of clips here. And now the Pentagon spokeswoman has called out Joe Biden for lying. We got MSNBC and CNN basically admitting Joe Biden was an absolute disaster last night. So we got all that. I imagine April 2020 we had that. Always ahead of the rest here at InfoWars. That's next year's news today for you. It's in the special reports section on band.video, InfoWars PSA. Are you suffering from Joe-mentia? But let's go back. I'm sure Trump probably has about 10 or so minutes left. Let's go back to that. We'll play some of the MSNBC, CNN, and Pentagon reaming Joe Biden from the debate last night. And then we got guests coming up as well. But let's hear Trump, as I'm sure he's getting close to concluding in Virginia.
We're going to meet again. We're going to meet in Venezuela because it's the safest place on earth. You know, in Caracas, a year ago, 2 years ago, you had no chance of walking across the street if you were a woman without being accosted, beat up, shot, knifed to death. Now it's a very safe city because they've moved everybody into the United States of America. How stupid are we? How stupid are we? And their crime rates way down. And all over the world, prison population, their prison populations are down. And the fake news, look at them all over back there. The fake news doesn't want to talk about it. They say Donald Trump has a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy. No, it's not conspiracy. And by the way, if I were one of the presidents or dictators, as I call them, most of them are dictators, but they go under the term president. But I know them all like very Biden. Well. I would have been doing better than them. I would have had 100% over in this country by now. They're emptying their prisons. You know what that is? They're emptying their mental institutions into our country. Do you know the money they save? The money is massive. And we have all the problems. Nothing good is going to come out. And we have ISIS terrorists. We have terrorists pouring into our country. Just bad, bad things are going to happen. And it's all because of this incompetent president, the worst president in history. If he gets back in, Joe Biden has also vowed to pulverize Virginia families with the largest tax hikes in history. Congratulations. He pledged that the Trump tax cuts are, quote, going to expire, and if I'm elected, it's going to stay expired. That means he's going to raise your taxes by four times. It'll be the largest. You know that, Lynn. He wants to give you the largest tax increase in the history of our country. It's going to decimate Virginia, and it's going to decimate every state, and it's not his fault. You'll have to take the heat. Maybe that's what they're doing. You'll have to take the heat. But they want to decimate because those tax cuts went more to the middle class and the lower class than to anybody else and the creation of jobs. But instead of a Biden tax increase, I will deliver a Trump and call it a Trump middle class tax cut. And all of my life, I said it last night, I've watched as politicians cut taxes. This guy wants to raise your taxes by four times, and people say, oh, let's vote for him. I don't know. They don't use the term liberal anymore. They use the term progressive, you know, because it's a nice-sounding word. I'm a progressive. But it's not a good word. It's a really bad word. And we will have a brand-new Trump economic boom. We're going to cut taxes. So we cut taxes substantially, massively, the biggest tax. And with a lower rate, we did much more business, much more revenue than we had before the cuts. In other words, we just did better. And Apple and Microsoft, all these companies were bringing their money back from offshore countries, from other countries. They were bringing it back into the United States because they essentially weren't allowed to from a practical standpoint because the tax was so high and the bureaucracy of doing it was almost impossible, they say. So we're going to do more tax cutting. And we're going to have this country at a level that you've never seen it before. And we're going to, you know, underfoot, under the ground, we have more liquid gold, oil and gas than any country on earth. And, you know, we had a thing called ANWR in Alaska. Ronald Reagan wanted to get it approved. He couldn't do it. Everybody wanted to get it approved. I got it approved. The first week of Biden, they disapproved it. The greatest tax, the greatest reserves, they say, outside of perhaps Saudi Arabia, could be greater than Saudi Arabia, would have been so great for Alaska, but would have been great for this country. Massive, massive oil reserves, and they turned it down. These people are horrible. I've announced that as part of those tax cuts. I will eliminate all taxes on tips. A very simple statement. No taxes on
tips. Just cut tips out of that. I'd be good with that. I'm going to eliminate all taxes.
I got that idea the other night. I'm in Las Vegas at my place, which is a very nice place, having dinner with some people, big people, successful people, talking about the future of the country, and they're very worried about it. And the waitress came over. I said, how are you doing? Been there for a long time. And she said, they're killing me on tips. I said, really? They go after you. He said, you have no idea. They just issued new regulations that make it impossible for us to live. And I was actually surprised to hear it. No taxes on tips.
Abolish the IRS. And just get rid of tips.
When
just
I
no
announced
taxes.
That last week, you know, my phone's lit up. I never saw anything like that. That was a very popular thing to announce, but it's a good thing. You earn the money, you keep the money. Every time you leave a tip for the next 5 months, make sure to write on the receipt, vote for Trump for no taxes on tips. It's no wonder Joe Biden and his thugs are so desperate to stop us. They know that we are the only ones who can stop them. A great thing just happened a few hours ago. You probably heard about it, but maybe you didn't because some of you have been standing on line for 3 days. Do you know that? These people, right? They've been on line for 3 days to get into your place, Glenn. This is crazy. You must have heard that Glenn is going to be here with his superstar son. We do, right? Don't we? I think he's great. Doing great. But just this happened a few hours ago. The Supreme Court ruled that Biden's Department of Justice has wrongly prosecuted hundreds of Americans for peacefully protesting on January 6th.
There was another big Supreme Court decision today as well.
What?
Dealing with government overreach, bureaucracies. We're going to have Bob Barnes on Monday to discuss all the Supreme Court decisions.
Those people have been treated so badly, especially when you compare them with people that ripped apart and killed people in Portland and in Seattle and in other places. They have been treated so badly. So we're asking, based on the decision, they should immediately be released, immediately, the J6 hostages. But all of these people...
All right, Trump gaining steam as we get nearer to the presidential election. Meanwhile, the Democrats don't even know who their nominee's going to be. All right, we got some clips of CNN, MSNBC ripping Biden a new one when we come back.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart, They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, here's just a couple of clips. We got a whole list of these. A couple of clips of CNN ripping Biden a new one right after the debate.
His performance, it has really set off panic. There was one Democratic congressman I was in touch with who was on Capitol Hill at a watch party with a number of other lawmakers. And that moment early on in the debate where President Biden was talking about the national debt and seemed to lose his train of thought, paused for several seconds, and then gave a confusing answer. He said that when that happened, the entire room was just completely silent and in shock, and that this member's own reaction was that he wanted to jump off of a bridge. And he said that throughout the course of the
Biden
90 minutes
Democrats
of the debate,
off bridges?
He and the other lawmakers in the room felt like Donald Trump looked young and Joe Biden looked old, and that Donald Trump seemed to mostly be on the offensive and that Joe Biden seemed to be mostly on the defense. Democrats, he said, are just panicked right now and don't even know what to do. I mean, these are some really devastating reviews for a Biden campaign that really wanted to use tonight to dispel this notion that President Biden is too old for a second term.
Some of them, he said, he's the only president in a while who didn't have any troops dying anywhere in the world. Troops have, of course, died on his watch. He said he's put in a $15 per shot cap on insulin and Medicare. It's a $35 a month cap. He said it's a $200 cap on overall drug spending in Medicare. It's $2,000 a year. He said the border now has fewer crossings than when Trump was in office. That's generally not true. He said, or at least strongly suggested, unemployment was at 15% when he took office. It was actually 6.4. He said Trump wants to get rid of Social Security. Trump doesn't. He said billionaires pay 8.2% in taxes. It's much higher. He said Trump told Americans to inject bleach amid COVID. We know Trump made foolish comments about scientists studying disinfectant injection, but didn't frame it as advice to people. And Biden said the Border Patrol endorsed him. No, his union supported the border bill he supported, never endorsed him himself.
Yikes. CNN fact-checking Joe Biden post-debate. Now here's the Pentagon. The Pentagon spokeswoman having to correct something Joe Biden said last night.
Just to be clear, was the president's statement incorrect?
I'm not trying to get involved in campaign events or really go further on comments on the debate. If the president had more context, I'd refer you to the White House to speak to his comments. I think you and others have reported on some of the tragic losses of life that we have seen from service members, whether it be as Phil referenced in Jordan or in other places around the world, and you've seen this president express his deepest condolences to those families as well. So I would refer you to the White House for more.
Beating around the bush here, this is a question to the Pentagon. To
sure.
You, has President Biden had service members die anywhere in the world during his time in office?
We, as you have reported on, we have certainly had service members pass during this administration.
The answer is yes, but okay, babble on a little more. Now, this is actually way more significant than just fact-checking Joe Biden. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden has sat there while the coffins came off of the airplane. He was stood there, checked his watch. Joe Biden has called Gold Star families who lost loved ones while he was president. He's talked on the phone to them. Did this mean so little to Joe Biden? Did these instances mean absolutely nothing to Joe Biden that he's completely forgotten them? That's not just Joe Biden making a flub or lying. That's Joe Biden telling deceased troops and their Gold Star families he doesn't give a damn about you. Here's Joe Scarborough a couple months ago, and then Joe Scarborough last night.
But I undersold him when I said he was cogent. He's far beyond cogent.
In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been. This is a battle for the future of American democracy. And now is a good time. In June, thank God, in June, and not October, in June, this is the last chance for Democrats to decide whether this man we've known and loved for a very long time is up to the task.
Wow, what a switch.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fit filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Naeem joining me now. He's represented many different veterans groups. He's been a lobbyist for veterans on Capitol Hill fighting for their health care, specifically with the VA. And Chris, I'm glad that you've joined me today because there was a very important moment at the debate last night that I'm sure you have a lot to unload on. And that was when Joe Biden claimed that the VA is better than it's ever been under his control. My understanding is it's the exact opposite. It was better when Trump was in there, but you've dealt with the VA for years. You've lobbied for the veterans on Capitol Hill. So why don't you correct the record here for us?
Well, I'm glad you're bringing this up, Owen, because out of the whole debate, there was a moment where President Trump talked about the fact that we have homeless veterans that are being mistreated and, well, illegal immigrants pouring into the country. And it's totally true. And I was talking to a gentleman the other day. These are folks that are actually more liberal that actually agree with this. Veterans advocates, veterans that are out there. The idea that our veterans, we have homeless veterans everywhere. The VA spends $799 million a year, allegedly, in these SSFV grants, which essentially go to nonprofits to house veterans. We have homeless veterans everywhere. President Trump brought it up, and you'll notice President Biden never substantially responded to really anything, but he didn't substantially respond to the homeless veterans piece. And when he said veterans are in, I remember this debate. It was painful, by the way, as I'm sure it was for everyone to get through, but he mentioned that our veterans are getting treated better than ever. Then he switched to some generic statement about we're the best fighting force. Zero substance. It was a spin. I'm sure it was part of his rehearsed, you know, whenever they had him cranked out on amphetamines or whatever he's on. I mean, I've never seen he has advanced mental decay. Clearly, it looks like it could be dementia. I'm not a doctor. I'll leave it there. I won't go further down that road. But President Biden did nothing to substantively talk about veterans, didn't unpackage anything about specifics. We have homeless veterans everywhere, and the VA is still a complete – the VA has – $200+ billion. Most of the operations in VA are these bureaucratic machinations that don't actually touch veterans at the front force. So we can go into all sorts of different programs here, but I unfortunately, it's a failing grade for President Biden on veterans, and it was better when President Trump was in there for a variety of specific reasons.
Well, here's one that's absolutely crazy, and I'd like to get more into the homeless vets issue because this should be such an obvious deal, dealing with homeless vets compared to what non-citizens, illegal border crossers receive. I mean, they get free room and board. I mean, they stay in 5-star hotels. But specifically when we're talking about the Veterans Affairs, and this hit the news a couple months ago, but I mean, it's kind of like, pinch me, is this even real? Are illegal aliens getting money that's supposed to be for veterans in the VA? Is that true?
There's certainly, in terms of the specific tie, I'd have to look closer, but generally, absolutely. I mean, we have federal funds, we have mandatory and discretionary funds, which are terminologies in the federal budget process, the federal budget pipeline, which is a very statutory based process. Is they're able to get benefits almost immediately when you have veterans that imagine being a homeless veteran today and you go to the VA, what they call the Rapid Resource Community Center, some acronym that should mean very slow and you're not going to get anything likely. There's nothing rapid about it. And then they refer you out to the community or these nonprofits that receive grants. So they're actually outsourcing it. So you're a veteran that has to complete, it's like jumping through hoops, doing multiple things. And you take a veteran that's been fortunate, that's been highly educated or worked in government or testified in front of Congress or been on television like me. I can't figure it out, Owen. I can't figure it out. If you have lawyers that cannot figure out how to access a government program through the VA, hint, hint, it doesn't work. And yet you have illegal immigrants that are, and I've never said anything disparaging, nor would I, against another human being. I think only God can judge people, not, you know, we're called to be, witnesses, not judges. That being said, it's illegal, right? So you're breaking laws to get somewhere, and then you have one political party in America that wants to give rights to criminals. It's absolutely crazy. And I think that's one thing President Trump hit on yesterday that was good, which was we're destroyed. I mean, if this continues, we will be destroyed. Rome will fall much quicker.
Well, and let's talk about, you know, you talk about unpackaging. You talk about the substance. This is the substance. You have homeless veterans that are within eyeshot of a hotel that illegal aliens are getting free room and board at for at least 30 days, in some cases more than that. They're watching food get delivered every day. They're seeing that they get health care. I mean, this is just the one angle of the homeless veterans that they got into yesterday. I mean, that's the substance. I can't even imagine. I'm frustrated as an American that non-citizens are getting treated better than Americans. I can't imagine you're a homeless veteran, whatever the situation is that landed you on the streets. I can't imagine you're a homeless veteran. I mean, veteran suicide is already a problem. I mean, you want to talk about depression. You're in eyeshot of a hotel full of non-citizens, a hotel full of criminals, and they're getting five-star treatment while you're either freezing on the streets, starving on the streets, sweating to death on the streets. I can't even imagine what that's like.
It's, and you have some veterans that struggle with substance abuse issues, and it's even harder when you're homeless and when these things are happening. And we're going to have a lot of fun, Owen, on the Veterans Call-In Show up until Election Day, because there's a whole bunch of other problems we haven't even got into at the VA. You've got a program called VR&E. Voc Rehab is the old school terminology for it. This program is like a treasure chest of gold that you can't get to. It's under the ocean. It's in a safe. It's locked. It's covered by a freaking blue whales, being the government. VR&E is purposed to give veterans retraining to reenter the workforce. VR&E legally could send they could send me to law school. They could send a veteran to, get a PhD. It's a very, very valuable program. Very valuable. I've seen it change people's lives, but it's also being withheld. And right now I'm about to blow a scandal off in the Biden VA over the next couple months. I'm doing this right. I'm doing my research and I'm making sure Congress has what they need. The Capital Region Veterans Benefits Office of the VA is kicking veterans out of VR&E before they even get in. There's an initial interview where they evaluate various disabilities and they give you access. They're not completing the intakes. They're kicking veterans out of the queue. And in the case, and I did kind of like a mini Project Veritas ad hoc as myself, what Mr. O'Keefe does. I did a little bit of undercover investigation with this, and there were VA employees working from home that are rescheduling their appointments with veterans around their personal home deliveries. I've got a dryer coming today. I've got this coming today. I have to reschedule you around that because I don't want the delivery person to hear our conversation because we need to protect your privacy. How about doing your job? How about doing the job you're paid to do? So if you really want to talk about resentment and you want to talk about anger, is veterans that have gone to war, defended this country, lived all this stuff. I mean, you had two men on a debate stage last night. Neither one of them went to war. I did. Many other men and women did. And we have benefits that have been provided to us by Congress that regulators won't give us. And I know this is something where InfoWars is highly effective, is they understand, you understand, Owen, the regulators are really the enemy. I mean, there's other enemies, but the regulators dictators are the ones that are withholding a benefit you're entitled to. So I look forward to exposing this to Congress and really getting some of these directors, because here's how the VA works. Once they get exposed, then it's a race to the bottom to fix everything, which unfortunately the bottom should actually be the strongest. There should be strength on both sides. So VR&E, veterans are not able to get into it. It's adversarial, and it truly is blightful. It is the, you know, they want veterans, they want to kind of just have veterans good enough so that they can pat them on the head. You know, when you have someone that goes in there that really wants to do something with their life, they're met with these federal employees. It is absolutely unacceptable. And as an American, I struggle watching these debates because veterans are always left out. Have you noticed that one?
Well, that's exactly where I wanted to go next, because you know, when I look at these things, I try to look full spectrum logic in policy, and I'm sitting here and I'm listening to this about the VR&E, and I'm thinking, okay, well, what's an issue? It's the same reason why we compare and contrast with the illegal aliens, the non-citizens. And I think, well, what's the issue in the business world right now? What are people complaining about? Well, they can't find good help. Or we have this drive, we have this initiative known as the diversity, equity, and inclusion, where, hey, I'm just going to hire you because you're gay or you have the right skin color, whatever that is. Well, what about veterans that need a job? What about people that have actually served this country who are likely probably great to hire, are probably going to be great to work with, and they just get completely skipped over because it's not in the DIE. So, I mean, you have veterans getting skipped over because of DIE in the workforce. You have veterans getting skipped over because of non-citizens that need health care or need a place to stay. So it's just like what you said. So many times they're just left out of the conversation.
I'm so glad you brought up the DEI stuff and the diversity, equity, inclusion, because it's the thing that's interesting is the philosophical intent is facially understandable. It's like, we want to have everyone feel good and we want to make sure that everyone can kind of come together, which I think, happens through God and happens organically and happens through the goodwill and good human nature.
I think it happens when people work hard and want to succeed and meet other people that work hard and want to succeed.
Absolutely. It doesn't happen from a government forcing it or putting it together. I mean, I saw a meme recently that I thought was really funny. It was one of these airplanes. It's crashing. And it's like, well, I just hope it was DEI compliance. You know, I mean, it's absolutely, I'm borrowing that. I wish I could take credit for that one, but it was really funny.
Yeah, but
was
like, you know, I'm dying in a plane crash, but at least my pilot's a gay lesbian woman.
No. Absolutely. It's absolutely ridiculous. But you know, it's interesting too, because in I know veterans that have been able to earn, you know, own a small business, earn $1 million, come into hard times and end up homeless and do things. And I work with veterans that are minority veterans that are, I can't stand DEI. They're like, this is literally working against us. And it's creating, it really is consternation and discord. And it's a lie. And we see this again and again. And we know why they do it, Owen. It's the Democrat vote machine. It's that simple. It's we want you to vote for us no matter what. We will trade any principle. And I think both political parties have got a lot of problems. I'll go on all day about things about the Republican Party I think needs to improve. But there's some core principles there that still are built to win. You know what I mean? It's just one of these things where, and we could get, and the gender stuff we could fire off about too. That's another thing. If I wanted to go to, if I'm working on my health and fitness, et cetera, and I want to, you know, take, we'll say steroids so I can look better, you're not going to get that from the VA. But if I want to mutilate my biology and become Christina and come on your call-in show in 2 months in drag, I mean, Owen, the VA is – I'm going to have my medication in 2 days.
I mean there's your undercover investigation. Joke. I mean, I don't know if it's you that wants to do it. I mean, you get somebody – it's like – I mean, it doesn't even have to be – it could be anything like that where you could make a reasonable claim. I'm not endorsing steroids, but I mean, you could make a reasonable claim like, hey, you know – I'm getting ready to train for the SEALs or something, or, you know, I'm going on this mission. Like, can I get some testosterone or can I get some, you know, HGH or something? And they'll be like, oh no, you can't do that. But okay, well, hey, can I get some hormones? I want to change genders. Yeah, sign up right here. We'll get you that money immediately.
And that's what I mean. It's the steroids thing was kind of a general thing. I mean, for certain males after a certain age, there's endocrinology, there's testosterone levels. But what I'm mentioning is it's very difficult to hit these thresholds, and the VA is very, they're very trained. I mean, It's a bureaucracy. They have rules. They have policies. They're bound by it. It's like, well, we really can't look at that. And I want to, and I'm just going to put myself on the ledge here and go out a little bit. I feel like I've been a very equitable person throughout my life. I think I've treated people with respect. I think I've treated women with respect. I think I have a diverse friend group. As conservatives, at times we feel like we have to defend that. I don't feel the need to defend that. But the VA is also going on some pretty intense campaigns with LGBTQ vets and women vets and this, that, and the other. And here's the thing. If you want to put something out there or you want to try to work on an issue, that's one thing. But there's an entire campaign called the I'm Not Invisible campaign, okay? You walk down the hall of the VA in, for example, Washington, D.C., okay? You got the Women's Veterans Center, which is immaculate, and that's terrific that we have – there's services for women veterans. Terrific. You go by the I'm Not Invisible wall. You have 20 different pictures, all women, veterans, transgender, blah, 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 whatever, and it's just like I'm not invisible. How could you possibly be invisible? It's all about you now. It's literally all about you. It's all about making you feel good. It's all about making you feel good at the expense of homeless veterans dying, starving.
Oh, yeah. It's the same thing with Gay Pride Month. It's the same thing with Gay Pride Month. Oh, I'm the victim. Oh, I'm ostracized. You get a whole frickin' month. You walked around the streets naked. You get access to children. I mean, it's just a joke.
Look, I mean, the producers are doing a great job. They're putting this stuff. Some of this stuff is so crazy. I mean, when I was in Seattle, they have the gay pride dog tags on top of the parking garage. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. And in my opinion, first of all, that shouldn't happen for a different reason, which is to me, that is political and brand expression. So in, like, for example, you're not going to have a Bud Light flag on top of the VA. You're not going to have like a football thing. It's what it is, Owen, is it's people wanting stuff at the expense of truth, law, and it's crazy. And you know what? We all already know this. There's no end in sight. What's going to happen is, and I hope I don't want it to, but I think it will. Eventually, I think the United States will collapse, just like Rome. It's unsustainable without godly principles, without families, without conservative values, without Second Amendment. And this is what I think InfoWars is so effective, is because they're able to really take on the key issues. And half of the stuff and the unfairness you've dealt with, Owen and Alex and others, is you've been right about all these things. That's the part that's fun. That's the part that's fun, is when you're actually, because see, truth survives the test of time. When all these other things go and everything like that. So, you know, the VA, there are good people that work inside the VA. There are good programs inside the VA. But it has become such a large bureaucracy. And remember, this is the second largest agency. Its budget's over $200 billion. And again, you got a lot of that DEI stuff in there. And I got to tell you, what is the mission of DEI? When do you win? To me, it's just a constant game of trying to make people feel guilty about things that they shouldn't be responsible for. It's just, it's ridiculous.
Well, let's just call it, well, in my opinion, you can agree or disagree or pass to comment, but I mean, in my opinion, it's just anti-white is all it is. It's people that want to see less white people in positions. They say it. I mean, it's not even a theory. That's what they say. That's the entire purpose of DEI, is there's too many white folks, so let's make sure we hire other people. And then undercover videos come out at Disney and other places, and they just, the executives say, yeah, we just don't hire white people. So, I mean, that's how it's been going for some time now. Now, here's what I want to do, because you mentioned this. We'll keep you on for the hour here and maybe take some calls from veterans that maybe have questions about the VA. Hell, maybe you might be able to help them manage their way through some issues that they're having, or just ask you questions. So the number to call in for veterans, just tell us what branch you're out of, where you're at. We'll get you on the air here with Chris Nyweem, who's been fighting for years for veterans' rights on the Hill. 877-789-2539. Let us know what branch you're out of, where you're at. We'll get you up and on the air. Your questions for Chris, your questions for me. If you want to respond to the debate, that's fine too. Chris, I think that the big deliverable for Trump when it comes to healthcare for veterans and specifically with the VA was they got choice. So if they weren't getting the care they wanted from the VA, or they just couldn't even get an appointment, they could go somewhere else. They could go to a private practitioner. They could go somewhere else to get healthcare. To me, that was the big substantive deliverable from Trump on that issue. And the Democrats hate choice. They've removed that from the picture. It's been a disaster.
Right. So you're right. And I want to walk you through a caveat. I'm going to arm you with something that the left will try to hit you with. And this will allow you to disarm them because it's erroneous and it's a red herring is, yes, there's two key things Trump did. He did a bunch of things, but two key things that I think he did very well when it comes to veterans. Okay. One is, he got the Accountability Act passed, which allowed to be fire bad employees more quickly without having to go through the Merit System Protection Board and things that really bad people. I mean, you could go in the VA drunk and high and take your pants down and light a building on fire and not be fired before. It was absolutely crazy. People were going, attending physicians were drunk during surgeries. You had a scandal at the Toma VA where you had a doctor giving out painkillers trying to kill people, resulting in issues. He got the VA Accountability Act passed. The Choice Act, I believe, was signed by Obama. So it was passed in the previous Congress but they didn't want to do anything with it. It was like they didn't want to. President Trump really pushed it, made it work. I mean, he was able to take this program the Democrats are like, we got choice. Yeah, okay. You put the football on the field and did nothing with it. President Trump ran the football down the entire field, which he usually does. I mean, that's one thing where I just give him credit over and over. I've done it on InfoWars. I've done it on Fox News is he's come through on the vets. He just, you know, he's better there. I like the way he tells the story. He was very matter of fact about it yesterday. Our veterans are completely mistreated in an afterthought. And you don't need to be a veteran to be a veteran's advocate. I mean, some of the best advocates haven't been, but you know, with the Biden administration, we're again seeing a trend of just a lot of non-veterans. The VA secretary is not a veteran. I don't know what he's doing. I've heard nothing about him the entire time.
Well, you know, this is actually such an important point that you make. And I think it's the difference between Trump and most politicians really is he sees the ball on the field and he says, hey, why isn't anybody picking it up and running it to the end zone? And it's just like, oh, you know, that's not really what we do here. It's just a political football we like to pass around and kind of see who can leverage more political support off of it. We don't actually want to deliver it to the end zone. And Trump's like, well, what the hell? I'm going to take this into the end zone. I'm going to spike it. And so I think that the veterans issues is one thing too. But you know, you bring up how he's talking candidly about that and leftists will sit here and be like, oh, how can he talk like this? I mean, folks, let me explain something because I'll come on air and I'll talk about some veterans issues. And sometimes I'll have people kind of be like, dang, you kind of went a little hard on that. You're speaking like that when you're not a veteran. Folks, who do you think approaches me and talks the most when I'm out in public? It's veterans. Veterans come up to me and they'll talk my ear off. I mean, who do you think's more frustrated about the things that are going on in this country than the people who have literally signed their name on the line?
Veterans?
Hey, speaking of
veterans,
one, here's Jack Posobiec.
You need some veterans.
Who sent you here?
Well, if you need some veterans, I know a Navy vet, and I know Chris can definitely know some Navy vets that we could chat to a little bit. So, Owen, let me tell you something. What you have said about veterans is 100% correct for our community, for the issues that we focus. Look,
I'm a mic stand
so
now.
So many, you're my mic stand now. Owen Schroyer has stood up for veterans so much more than even many members of the liberals in the veteran community.
Would you like, have you been listening to this conversation?
Pass. I totally give you my veteran pass.
Well, do you want to pull up a chair?
You got a chair? Let's do it.
We'll get you a chair in here. We're about to go to a break.
Owen, if I would have known Jack was going to be on the show, I would have worn a tie.
You would have worn a tie for Jack, but not for me?
Absolutely.
That kind of hurts a little bit.
As Alex would say, Navy veteran, patriot, full nine yards, and now he's in the studio.
Well, we're about to go to some veterans on the line, too. Jack Posobiec joining us in studio. By the way, I think I know who you're talking about. You mentioned some veterans that are fighting against the DEI. Justin Hicks is also going to be joining us in the third hour. He's running for office in Missouri. He's pushing back against the DEI. All right, so we got a whole veterans thing happening here. It's all coming together. Jack Posobiec in studio, Chris Nyweem on Skype as well. We got veterans on the phone. We're going to take your calls, your questions. We've been talking about Trump's massive victory last night, but it's a total winning issue. The Democrats lose every time. Biden specifically, veterans issues, veterans affairs, taking care of our veterans. This is a winning issue, and Trump just delivered on it, where most politicians just put the ball in the field, do a little dance, and then walk off the field and wait for the next time to do their next dance in the election cycle. We'll be right back.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Infowars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
I turned your mic on just for that, so now people are going to
watch. I'm Owen's birthday present. Here we go, baby. Here we go.
big boy.
This is the DEI show now.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Pride month. They destroyed my birthday month with Pride month. I'm sick
That's right.
of these bastards. No, June 28th is a pretty big day. Elon Musk's birthday, James O'Keefe birthday. Yeah, John Elway, he's a great American, his birthday, Rob Dyrdek, some others. And it is my birthday today. It is. And I'm glad you made it
Bunch
in. I'm
June
glad
we babies. Got a bunch of June babies. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay. That's a pretty big day. I'm not going to lie. Pretty big day. You know, Trump was born in June. That's it's probably true. The Flag best day. Month. It's probably the best month, but I don't want to get started onto that. All right. We got Chris Nyween with us. We got veterans on the phone as well. And so they might have some questions for Chris. They might want to talk about the debate last night. I know, Jack, you did a bunch of coverage on the debate last night. You had
little
huge
bit,
numbers.
Little bit.
You were on the Jones Show earlier today. I think the story tells itself. Let's go to the lines now. Let's go to Nick, an Army veteran in Arkansas. Nick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Owen. How you boys doing this day?
We're good.
Hey, man, you boys really opened up a can of worms. You started talking about veterans' benefits. I'll tell you one for you. Here recently, they sent me up. They told me a couple months ago I needed to go and be tested for some other things that I filed for, and one of which was my hearing, another of which was my lungs, my breathing. They came back. They said, Mr. Nick, you're 33 years old. You have the lung capacity of a 55-year-old man, and you are 72% deaf in your right ear, and you are 80% deaf in your left ear. You should be wearing hearing aids. And I said, okay, well, great. What can we do to go forward from here? Well, we will have to wait till you hear back from the VA, and we'll have to do this and that, so on and so forth. I finally received a letter from the VA. The VA acknowledged my disability, but then proceeded to tell me that they weren't going to pay me anything for my disability, mainly because I still work. That's what it boils down to is, oh, well, you're good enough to work, so we're not going to give you anything for it. We're not going to help you. We're not going to help you try to get ahead in life. We're not going to pay for anything that we destroyed on your body. You know, I'm sure Mr. Chris, being a veteran, you know, running miles on end. And for me, I was 82nd Airborne. I jumped out of airplanes. My knees are shot. And, you know, it's crazy. They run you through this rigmarole. It's like last week they sent me a text message said, you have a doctor's appointment to do a knee evaluation on you. On this day, and this was 2 days ago, was the appointment. I'm an over-the-road truck driver. You guys need to tell me 2-3 weeks ahead of time so that I have time to coordinate with my company to be able to get home.
Yeah, I see Chris shaking his head. Chris, you want to respond to this?
No, I'm so glad this veteran is bringing this up is, you know, the VA has automated a lot of the functions for disability compensation, where they're able to conceptually get veterans in quicker to set up what they call these CMP exams, which if you're a veteran, that's going to sound familiar, compensation and pension that they've outsourced. But like this veteran stated, they sort of outsource that and select that. And for many veterans, number one, homeless, because they can't get anywhere. That's a whole other thing. Or veterans that work or things like this, they're not very flexible. They're inflexible. And it's, and in some respects, if you miss an appointment, they will kick you out of the queue or delay your ability to get into those appointments. So I'm glad this veteran has brought this up because it's another issue within the scheduling apparatus. I do think the contractors are way better than VA. These third party companies that do the exam, pretty good. I think I'd liken it to using a FedEx versus the U.S. Postal Service. I am encouraged to see that. I think President Trump understands that, and conservatives have understood having these public-private partnerships that work do make sense. I can't think of many agencies that do things like road expansion or interstate expansion that don't have these components, as opposed to the sort of Soviet style where the government's going to do everything, which I guess aside from collecting taxes and funding the military, I don't know that the government would ever do anything better than the private sector in terms of efficiencies and delivery.
I hear this, I want to get Jack's response to this too. I hear this and I'm sorry, but I'm thinking like insurance fraud. It's like, hey, they want to bring you in for the tests because they can build these companies, but then when the time comes to actually take care of the issue they find, now they're not interested. Now they don't want to take care of you.
Look, this happens time and again because they'll either say it's non-service related, they'll try to tie it to something else, or they'll try to say it doesn't actually impact you, as he was saying, because you're still working, so you're not actually entitled to benefits. And the issue is, because it's not an insurance company, it's the U.S. government. And so this is definitely something that's, that would be huge for the VA in the next potential Trump term, which I think we can all agree is much, much closer now as of last night, that to open the VA up to those types of things, to fraud settlements, to fraud claims. Now, obviously they have fraud claims, but to actual direct, potentially even class action for people who have been in all of this. I mean, it's basically like what happened with the burn pits for a lot of people who have lung issues.
Or now you hear about, the Camp Lejeune ads are everywhere.
Exactly. The Camp Lejeune or the anyone living in Bates housing with the asbestos and all the lung issues that people have. We had a lot of that. I lived on base for 3 years. And so, you know, base housing, it just is what it is. And I've been in barracks and all sorts of different other situations at various places throughout the world. And so, you know, you just get thrown into something. They don't tell you where you're going. They don't give you the option. Of course, you're in the military. So when you're in the military, you're living where they tell you to live. And so all of this is actually service related. They just want to play all these games to say that they don't have to actually pay it.
Yeah, and that's what insurance companies do. All right, Nick, thank you for the call. Let's take a Navy veteran out of Pennsylvania. That's Brad on the line. Brad, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Owen. I went in the Navy in 1985 through the St. Louis MEPS, so I know you're familiar with St. Louis.
And, oh, yes.
Didn't know what I was doing. I was 21, but it worked out for the best, I guess, for me. But I would just... You know, to get away from veterans benefits for just a second, and nothing against the last caller or anybody with those issues, but I think the bigger picture is World War III looming on the horizon. I mean,
yes.
Thank God Trump brought that up last night. He should have hit it about 10 more times, and if he would just get his ego out of the way, he'd be brilliant. Somebody needs to coach him up. He just cannot stand there, and he's so thin-skinned that any little thing that throws him off, he tries to defend himself. And if God bless him, you know, for what he's doing, because he's, you know, probably our only hope. And I believe in him, but he's got to man up and just take the bull by the horns, take, you know.
Well, I would say if Trump, I mean, let's go with the worst case scenario. If Trump gets an F in prior debates for ego issues, last night he at least got a C. I mean, he was much more stable last night, I would say. Chris, do you want to respond? We'll get Jack's response, too.
Well, I think he's got a lot on his mind too. I mean, I do think that one thing I would say with President Trump, and he, well, one of his, it's just a neutral character trait in my opinion, which is he doesn't want to be told to do what anyone else tells him to do. So, I mean, that makes for a strong business person. That makes for a good leader in many respects, but also, you need to be able to be open to coaching. I mean, it's little things. I mean, every politician I've ever heard talks about the Veterans Administration. Every time they say that, they're saying it wrong. In 1989, it became a department. It's a department level. There's three administrations under it: cemeteries, benefits, and healthcare. And when you say Veterans Administration, John McCain used to say it all the time, the Veterans Administration. It's not the Veterans Administration, John. It's the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. John McCain was I can't get torn off on him because he was opposed to the post 9/11 GI Bill. A lot of people don't know that. He ended up voting for it because he got put in the corner by the American Legion in Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. He thought it would be a disincentive for veterans like me that were less than 10 years combat deployed, but that we weren't like the stately officer, which in some cases you could be a career officer and be a Pentagon desk colonel behind the desk your entire career and not go and deploy. He didn't want to give us that benefit. And President Trump alternatively has delivered on a lot of things like that, liberalizing some of the benefits. But to the caller's point, I do agree. I think we need to have a strong tenor on foreign policy, because one thing that just burns me up, and it's nothing against Ukraine, it's nothing against someone wanting to support something, but I am against the just blind, stupid, you know, way that everyone's going with this. It's like, this world we're in now of like the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, those two, like, it's just ridiculous.
I don't know how we got here. I got to stop this. And Jack, I don't know if you want to respond.
Well,
here's,
we talked about this on with Jones earlier, but there, World War III was brought up a lot, not just by, and I think a lot of people missed this, not just by President Trump, but Biden was the one again and again bringing up NATO Article 5, NATO Article 5, NATO Article 5. And I actually, this is my hypothesis, and we talked about this in live stream last night, was that he's threatening to go to World War III if it looks like he's about to lose or about to be switched out. Why is it that he's talking about this? And Zelensky's over there at NATO right now, and Zelensky's even saying, we should sue for peace, we're running out of fighters, we're running out of military, we can't do this anymore, we don't have the manpower. And then Biden is saying, NATO, 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 NATO involvement. Guess what? That's going to mean Polish troops, that's going to mean French troops, and that's eventually going to mean American troops. And to the caller's point, you know, we don't have the same military that we did in the 1980s. We certainly don't even have the same military that we did at the onset of the GWAT, the Global War on Terror. I don't know if the military we have as currently constituted would even be able to field a World War III.
Well, and I think the caller's point about World War III is probably the most important here, because for Trump to really put that on Biden on that stage last night is so key, because people do feel a little tense about the geopolitical situation right now, whether they're aware of how serious it is or not. And you know, I look, I have nothing against Ukrainian people. My guess is the average Ukrainian is like me and just wants to live a free and prosperous lifestyle. But Ukraine has been used as a client state of the U.S. military-industrial complex by crooks like Victoria Nuland to steal my money and to launder weapons into the Middle East for their proxy groups.
Exactly. No, that's exactly right. And so when I was there in May of 2022, when we first went into Lviv, and to be fair, over there in the West, you really encounter that Ukrainian nationalism. Like, yeah, we want to go all the way in. We want to go all the way in. But of course, you didn't really see a lot of people who were deploying. They were mostly just staying there in the city where it's really nice and it's very safe. You're very, very far from the front lines. But as we took the train down to Odessa, keep in mind, this is 2 years ago. This is very early into the war. Took the train down to Odessa, then was able to arrange a car to take us through the checkpoints into Mykolaiv to where the shipyards are. Once we got down there, that Ukrainian rah-rah nationalism, it just wasn't there anymore, because you started to get into the areas that did have the bombed out buildings, that did have people. We saw the looting. We saw people who were still staying back, even in these cities that had been under attack. And some people just saying, look, this is my home. I don't want to leave. Leaving is expensive. I might not have a car, other circumstances. And you see them just trying to pick up groceries and trying to live their lives in a normal manner while all of this insanity is going on around them.
Brad, thank you so much for the call. Let's take another caller here. We have Pedro, Air Force veteran in Michigan. Pedro, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Owen. Thanks for having me on. I just want to say thank you for doing these veteran call-in shows. It gives us a chance to give you some insight of what's going on. So I want to talk about veteran and retired veterans' health care. We all know we always get pushed with big pharma, the typical medical industrial complex treatment. Why aren't we allowing ourselves to have the ability to go with natural homeopathic healthcare options?
You know, maybe that's a question that Chris can address, and I see Jack nodding his head too. Chris, go ahead.
Well, that's a great point. I mean, what's going to happen is you'll actually get healthier, and then it takes away that concept.
So that's the problem. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, fastest 3 hours on the internet, 129 days till the election. You know the drill. Donald Trump just took the rally podium in Virginia. Let's go live.
Much better looking than him. Joe Biden's problem is not his age. It's not his anything, really. It's got no problem other than it's his competence. He's grossly incompetent. You know, they keep saying old. I know people that are much older than him that are doing unbelievable things, making a fortune. I knew a man that at 79, he was never a success, and he made $1.5 billion from 79 to 92. And that's what it is. It's not his age. It's his competence. He's not respected anywhere in the world. Our country is being laughed at all over the world. Biden is using the weaponization of his Justice Department, the FBI, local district attorneys, and attorneys general to try and win an election against his political opponent. That happens to be me. Do you know who I am? Something that actually was unthinkable in our nation, but which is very common in third world countries or in banana republics. That's what he's doing. He's using law enforcement to try and hurt his political opponent. Every one of those things last night, you saw that, was all started by this guy, this crooked guy. And not only crooked, I mean, just so bad in so many ways. He's killing our country. He's incapable of winning based on his far-left policies of open borders, massive tax increases, the Green New Scam. That's a windmill on every corner, most of which don't work. And things like putting men in women's sports, really not a great idea. As every American saw firsthand last night, this election is a choice between strength and weakness, competence and incompetence, peace and prosperity, or war or no war. They like a war. They love wars. You know, they love killing people. It's so wonderful. You know, I'm the only president in many, many decades that didn't start a war. I finished one. I beat ISIS in record time. As soon as I left, we had the situation where Russia went into Ukraine. They would have never done that. And where Israel's attacked, and then we had inflation, and then we had that horrible, horrible event that took place in Afghanistan, the worst, I think the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country. And it's a choice, though, between a president who puts America first or a train wreck who puts America last. They put America last. Actually, the Democrats put America last. You take a look at that. Look at a guy like Senator Schumer. I've always known him. I've known him a long time. I come from New York. I knew Schumer. He's become a Palestinian. He's a Palestinian now. Congratulations. He was very loyal to Israel and to Jewish people. He's Jewish, but he's become a Palestinian because they have a couple of more votes or something. Nobody's quite figured it out. A vote for Joe Biden is a vote for failure, surrender, and disaster for our country. A vote for your all-time favorite president, President Donald J. Trump. Is a vote for stopping Joe Biden's inflation, stopping the border invasion, and very simply making America great again. It will make America great again. You see these beautiful women. I'm not allowed to use the term beautiful as a politician. In fact, it could be the end of my career. If Glenn ever ran against me, he'd say he called women beautiful, and that could be the end of my career. But they're beautiful. What am I going to do? I can't lie. But you see these beautiful women up here? They come from a place called North Carolina. We all love North Carolina. And this is their 127th rally. And it's hard to believe. I seldom see their husbands. Their husbands, but they're happily married. I said, are you all happily married? They love their husbands. You love your husbands?
All right, we are absolutely loaded today. By the way, it's the Veterans Call-In Show. We have a couple of great veteran guests. I've got clips from last night. I've got other video clips. We've got some comic relief. But we got Trump live right now. Biden had a rally today, too, that was crazy. So much to cover on this Friday. Don't go anywhere.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
We got a huge transmission, debate clips, highlights, lowlights of replays from Biden's rally today, which was about as bad as it gets. So maybe he thought it was a chance for recovery from last night. Didn't go well. Trump has a huge crowd in Virginia. So let's go back live to the Trump rally in Virginia.
And the fake news media who have been lying to the American people as our country was being destroyed. The fake news media, look at all of them back there. Look at all of them. That's a lot of cameras. That's a lot of cameras. That's a lot of camera power. The Joe Biden on stage yesterday was the same Joe Biden who gave us open borders, crushing inflation, rampant crime, two new wars, a disastrous Afghanistan embarrassment, most embarrassing moment in the history of our country, and the international humiliation. Think of it, one after another, international humiliation, one after another. Nobody respects him. Foreign leaders don't respect him. You know, we put up $124 billion more given to Ukraine than Europe. Now, Europe is a lot closer. We have a thing called an ocean in between us, right? So no matter how you cut it, it's got to be more important. Why is it that we're not equalized? Why is it that they put up $124 billion, our people, these people in Washington that don't know what the hell they're doing? You know, I stopped it with NATO. We were spending almost 100% of the money for NATO. And I went in my first meeting, I realized, I said, you know, they're not paying their bills. They're delinquent. My second meeting, I said, you got to pay. And they said, well, what would happen if we don't? Then we won't defend you against Russia. And the next day, money came in by the billions. You never saw money come in so fast, Glenn.
All right.
The money was
talking to Glenn
in.
Youngkin, governor of Virginia. Let's pull this down real quick. Now, Donald Trump is a busy man. Before going to Virginia for his rally today, he got in a round of golf. Can you believe this? Are you jealous? He got in a round of golf, and he had a little thing to say about Joe Biden after teeing off here in clip 18. So Trump gets a round of golf in after the big debate victory and then flies right to Virginia to have a big rally. Let's go live.
I will not defend you. We're not stupid anymore. And $400 billion came pouring in. You never saw money pouring in so fast. The whole world should know that while Biden is the worst president in the history of America, our country is going to be strong again, and it's going to be very soon. I want the enemies to know that, because we have a five-month transition period, and I want the enemies to know, don't play around with us during this five-month period. Don't play around. It's only for them. It's also from, in all fairness, we have enemies on the outside, China, Russia, North Korea, enemies, but they're not really enemies if you have a smart president. If you have a smart president, they're not enemies. You'll make them do great. We had no problems. China paid us hundreds of billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars. And it was so because they respected our country. Thank you very much. He said they respected you. Thank you. Stand up, please. Who said that? Stand up. Because they respected us. You said it better than I could. Thank you. I plagiarized. Thank you. No, they respected us. There was no games. But we have the enemy on the outside, and you can do great things with them. And then we have a worse enemy. I call it the enemy from within. These are the sick people, the socialists. Remember I said, America will never be a socialist country. I was right. I was right. It skipped over socialism, went directly into fascism and communism. It never stopped at the station called socialism. It went worse. And that's a big problem that we have, but I think you're starting to see the end of that. And it's been starting for a while now with us, but I think last night was a big moment for people with common sense that want to see America be great again, want to put America first.
You know, on that note, let's talk about last night real quickly. Trump's going to be speaking for, I would guess, the remainder of this hour. So we'll go in and out here. CNN's polls even had Donald Trump as the winner. 65% said Trump won the debate. 35%, I'm curious what debate they watched. But that's a CNN poll. Even leftist polls and leftist news outlets are admitting that Joe Biden lost badly. And I got all these clips of CNN and MSNBC admitting it. Even Barack Obama had to make a post today saying, yeah, Joe Biden didn't have a good debate performance, but it's not a problem because he's still not Donald Trump. So, I mean, they're running all kinds of cover here. I mean, the ultimate question. Can Joe Biden even make it, or how are they going to remove Joe Biden? Tell you what, let's look at some of this. This was Trump. This was really a bad moment for Joe, and Trump called him out when he fumbled through a response, and Trump says, "What did you just say, Joe?" in clip F.
And I'm going to continue to move until we get the total ban on the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either. Look, we had the safest border in the history of our country.
Oh, man.
The border, all he had to do was leave
it's
it.
Bad,
all he had
folks.
To do was leave it. He decided
it's
to
bad. In fact, here's a highlight that's going around of all the different Biden gaffes from last night's debate in clip six.
Folks, how are you? Making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if we finally beat Medicare. We're finding housing for Black Americans. The impact of on the choice, the idea that they're gonna, I've been proposing that everybody, they pay, the millionaires pay 1%. So no one after, I would not raise the cost of Social Security for anybody. I got my handicap, which when I was Vice President, down to a 6. And wants to get away with, get rid of the ability of Medicare for us to be able to negotiate drug prices with the big pharma companies. What I'm going to do is fix the tax system. For example, we have 1,000 trillionaires in America. Billionaires in America. No one was hurt. No one Israeli was accidentally killed, and it just stopped. And I'm going to continue to move until we get the total ban on the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
Now, the immediate response to the disaster that was Joe Biden last night seems to be put Jill in front. I don't really think that plays well, but that's been the case is, okay, let's have Jill out in front now and maybe she can save face. And it began immediately after the debate. When Joe couldn't even get off the stage, he had another one of those moments where he didn't know what to do on the stage. And so Jill had to come grab him by the arm, just like Obama did a couple weeks ago, and drag him off the stage. And then he struggled to even go down 2 steps. He struggled to go down 2 steps. And while Joe Biden was holding his arm, it looked like a Secret Service agent had to come over there and give him extra support. 2 people had to get him down 2 steps. I bet CNN is regretting having the camera rolling for this moment in clip 8.
Presidents making their way off the CNN debate stage. Looks like,
so here's Joe Biden lost on the stage, needing help. Trump's already long gone. Joe Biden was just awkwardly standing there. Here comes the Secret Service agent. Here's Jill grabbing him by the arm. He's struggling to move. He doesn't know what's going on. Stiff-legged and awkward. Here's the extra help from Secret Service. and he struggles to go down two steps. Struggles down two steps. So the response was, okay, let's have Jill lead now. And then it was just real awkward. This was the Biden campaign room after the debate. Jill Biden screaming into a microphone. It's just, it's a real strange thing. But it's clear Jill loves the power. Jill loves being first lady. It makes her feel good, makes her feel important. How much of this is Jill Biden running? How much of this is Jill Biden making sure that Joe stays in the race? Cause she seems to really love being first lady a little bit too much. And so this was her basically now taking the front of the campaign afterwards, screaming into a microphone in the post-debate campaign room.
Joe, you did such a great job. You answered every question. You knew all the facts. And let me ask the crowd, what did Trump do? Lie!
She's really loving some of herself, isn't she? She's really getting off to all of this. It's like elder abuse at this point, really. It's kind of sad. So how much of this is Jill Biden now in charge of? How much of this is Jill Biden's doing to keep Joe in the race? Is she being put up to it, or is she doing this for selfish reasons as she's just peacocking around? And it happened again today. She took the lead. Joe Biden rallies in North Carolina. She is the one speaking at the rally. Jill Biden speaking at the rally with another hideous sweater on as Joe stands behind her looking dazed and confused and awkward. This thing is coming apart fast. Here it is, clip three.
Here in North Carolina and across America, who are working hard to find a secure place in the middle class. The moms who worry that their daughter... I saw in him then the same character that I see in him today. And even though he has faced unimaginable tragedies, his optimism is
undaunting. This is really strange, folks.
His strength is unshakable. His hope is undeterred. I saw in him then the same character that I see in him today. And even though he has faced unimaginable
Joe looks
tragedies,
really bad.
His optimism is undaunting.
And Jill is now taking the lead for his campaign. So the biggest stories right now for Joe Biden's campaign, who are they going to replace him with? How can he be the nominee? And he himself, the candidate, is put on the back burners because he's such a disaster. They have Jill leading the campaign now. Jill Biden. This thing is a disaster. I don't know what they're going to do. Look, again, the big conversation is, are they going to replace Joe Biden, and with who are they going to replace him? They might still run with him. I don't know. Seems impossible, but I mean, this is just crazy. Here's Joe at his rally in North Carolina. This is his attempt to recover from last night, clip one.
Donald Trump says he thinks overturning Roe v. Wade was a beautiful thing. My son was one of those people. Not a World War I to be. Folks, look. I don't walk as easy as I used to. I don't speak as smoothly as I used to. I don't debate as
Yikes.
Well as I used to. America bows to no one. No one. No one ever. Because I intend to win this state in November. Are you going to see that? I stand here today, I can honestly say I've never been more optimistic about America's future in my whole career.
And then what is this? And then what is that? What is that? Here, let's go back. This is, I believe it's either clip two or seven, guys. Which is the one? Yeah. Here, watch this again. Joe Biden, after that very strange rally speech, I don't even know what hopping around like the Easter Bunny? What is this? This is him exiting the stage after his rally, does the whole, 90-degree stiff arm, and then starts hopping off the stage. Go ahead, roll it. What is that? What is that? Is clip seven him stuttering again, guys? Yeah, yeah. Here's more of Joe Biden at his speech today. Just hold on. See, tell me, can anybody translate this for me, clip seven?
I'm serious. Failing, I don't know a president wouldn't trade places with America in a heartbeat. He's dead wrong. America's not a losing nation. America's winning. As I stand here today, I can honestly say I've never been more optimistic about America's future in my whole career.
Oh my.
We just have to remember who we are. We're the United States of America.
The country that they demonize, call racist, homophobic, xenophobic, colonizers, slave owners. You can tell Biden is trying to overcompensate for the lack of energy last night. And he went overboard. He clearly went overboard. So it's just bad, folks. It's just real bad. And I'm not going to have time to get to all these clips, so I'm just kind of deciding what I'm going to play here and what I'm not. And I do want to go back to the Trump rally momentarily. But after the debate, most of the Democrat propaganda media, their story was how bad Biden was. Biden lost in all the polls, including on CNN, MSNBC, leftist polls. And the topic of conversation is, who are they going to replace him with? Folks, this is a real interesting predicament. And the Democrats have done this to themselves. In fact, this is really, if you look at the last three presidential election cycles, this is the bed the Democrats have made. We shouldn't be surprised by this. Are they going to replace him? Are they not going to replace him? All bets are off, because I don't see how they go forward with him. But at the same time, how do they replace him? And we've gone through the ins and outs and all the obstacles, but you've got the Democrat Party defending him today, Newsom, Obama, the rest. But then the Democrat propaganda media is saying he's shot. So I don't know. They've got 129 days till the election. They've got less than 100 days till their convention. They have to make the move soon, or he's not even going to be on. They're not even going to have a candidate on the ballot potentially in Nevada, Wisconsin, and Ohio. Swing states, big states. They're in an unmitigated disaster right now. They don't even have a good candidate. Here's what I'm talking about. This is a long time coming for the Democrat Party. In 2016, they rigged the primaries and the nomination process, stole it from Bernie Sanders so that they could give it to Hillary Clinton. Bernie Sanders was by far more popular, would have done better in a general, but these are corrupt Democrats, corrupt internally, rig everything. So they stole it from Bernie, gave it to Hillary. Okay. 2020, they had viable candidates. Bernie was still popular. Bernie was still getting big rally turnouts. I covered him. They also had other viable candidates on the stage. Tulsi Gabbard, very viable candidate. And what'd they do? They rigged it all for Joe Biden. Gave it to Joe Biden because Barack Obama wanted Joe to win. Barack Obama needed Joe to win to protect himself and to run the White House still from the shadows. So they had another fake primary process, nomination process, gave it to Joe Biden. And so now here we are in 2024. They had a viable candidate in RFK Jr., very viable, very good candidate. And what did they do? They ostracized him. They ignored him. They wanted nothing to do with him, and they gave you Joe Biden again. And now here they are with less than 100 days till their convention, 129 days till the election, and they have nothing. They have done this to themselves. They are so corrupted. They are such believers in their own bullcrap that they have put themselves in this position of a lose-lose. I don't see a winning scenario for the Democrats politically. Whether they replace Joe Biden or not, I do not see a winning scenario for the Democrats politically. You run with Joe Biden, you lose. You replace Joe Biden, you lose. Who do you replace Joe Biden with? There's no campaign. There's no policies. Hillary, a loser? Michelle Obama, what are her policies? What platform does she run on? How does she campaign with short time? Gavin Newsom, who's a disaster in California? What, are you going to drum up fake energy for him? The stance would be, hey, vote for me. I'm not Donald Trump. I don't think that works. Now, obviously, I know what you're thinking. They'll just cheat. They'll just rig it. Okay. I'm saying politically, there is no winning situation. And the Democrats can only rule by fiat from here on out. It's over. The only way the Democrats run this country from here on out is by total theft, by total fraud, by total fiat, and that's where we're at. And they know it, and they've done it to themselves because of their own corruption. Because of their own lust for power. Because of their own commitment to fraud and lies. Maybe there's an outlier that wants to get involved. People have been talking about, hey, maybe Mark Cuban, maybe Jeff Bezos. Folks, I don't think so. This Democrat Party is like a disease. And they might even be Democrat voters or loyalists or liberals. Nobody wants to touch the cancer that is the Democrat Party right now. Nobody. You have to already have this disease of the Democrats to want to run as a Democrat in this world.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true natural iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Birth defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere. The very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Delving deep into the heart of globalist plans, it's Owen Schroyer.
All right, let's take a quick look at a compilation of the left-wing media that's been protecting Biden. Do a 180 last night after the debate.
Listen, if anybody in America thinks that that was even close to being an okay debate by Joe Biden, I'm living in a parallel universe.
The universal reaction was somewhere approaching panic.
Right now, as we speak, there is a deep, a wide, and a very aggressive panic in the Democratic Party.
There's a full-on panic about this performance.
Biden had a terrible night. He could not land a thought, not even in the closing statement, which is something that's the easiest part. Write down a few words, go through them, go through the thoughts.
That was an unmitigated disaster for President Biden from the second he walked out to the closing statement.
This is about as bad of a performance in order to that Biden could have delivered.
He didn't do well at all. He did not do well at all.
Again, it was terrible. It was terrible.
That was painful.
There's no way to spin it.
I mean, can you say that you are not concerned at all having watched the president's performance tonight?
It was a slow start. That's obvious to everyone. I'm not going to debate that point.
Yeah, look, it was a really disappointing debate performance from Joe Biden. I don't think there's any other way to slice it.
President Biden seeming extremely feeble, seeming extremely weak.
The only job that Joe Biden had last night was to reassure America that he was not too old to do the job. And he failed.
Joe Biden's job was to reassure them tonight. His job was to calm his party, to make them feel that, yes, I can do this. I have four more years in me. I have the ability and the stamina and the strength to do four more years. He did not do that.
Joe, you did such a great job. You answered every question. You knew all the facts. What did Trump do? Lie!
This cannot be real life.
So, man, I'm telling you, folks, this is, I really don't know. It's a mystery what they're going to do. They've already kind of committed to Joe Biden. That's the reality. They've already committed to Joe Biden. I think if they do the switcheroo, which most people anticipate, it's all going to come crashing down on them. But see, the big concern is the down ballot, folks. It's not just the White House at stake. It's the Senate. It's the House. It's local races, state races. So, yeah, I mean, there is total panic. Is that the most honest night of the mainstream media in years, by the way? Do you think it was coordinated? Maybe they're kind of going rogue against the Democrats. Like, they don't want Joe, but the party continues to go with him. Meanwhile, Trump still speaking in Virginia, guys. Let's tune back into Trump Live right now at a rally in Virginia. After a round of golf, by the way. So, big debate victory, round of golf, rally in Virginia.
General Kane, right? Raisin Kane. You know that story. Raisin Kane. He was great. Great general. Real general. Not the television. We have a lot of television generals. They're no good. Like Millie. How about Millie? We had some, like the dumbest of them all, General Kelly. He didn't know. He was lost in the White House. That poor guy didn't know what the hell was happening. He was like a lost, we used to call him a lost soul. Under the Trump administration, we will not rest until we have found every single radical Islamic terrorist who Joe Biden has let into America. We will arrest them or we will throw them the hell out of our country immediately, and we will not let them back in. We have no choice. And already Biden's open border nightmare has stolen countless innocent lives. Yesterday in Houston, you read about this, 12-year-old Jocelyn Nungari was laid to rest by her grieving mother, who I spoke to yesterday, incredible woman, just devastated. Literally, I was going up to the debate, and I got the return call from the mother, and I talked to her, and they're screaming at me, sir, you're going to the debate. You're going right now, sir. You know, and I'm on the phone, and I said, I can't, I might be late, but that's okay. But I said, I will. I did talk to her, and then I said, I'll speak to you, and I'm going to call her today or tomorrow. A devastated person. She was a devastated person, but her precious daughter became yet another victim of the Biden migrant crime. People that would have never come in here. In fact, a lot of these people that you're reading about, we threw them out. They were gone, and they came back under Biden. Last week, Jocelyn was savagely tied up, viciously assaulted, and brutally murdered by two Biden migrants who Crooked Joe released into the United States to prey on our women and girls. One of these monsters waited just 20 days before ending Jocelyn's beautiful American life. Crooked Joe proved last night he has no regret, no remorse, had no idea who she was, no empathy and no compassion for all the innocent victims whose lives have been just absolutely destroyed. And you look at so many of the other young people that you're hearing about. So many of them are young, 13, 12, raped and killed. 13 years old, 12 years old, raped and killed. And remember this, I say this a lot. This is just starting because they're just getting comfortable in the country. They never heard about politically correct law enforcement. We have the greatest police in the world, but they're not allowed to do their job. And we're going to let them do their job. And we're going to give them immunity so they can't be prosecuted for doing their job. Joe Biden inherited a great border because I fixed it. Remember, I fixed it in 2016. I got elected because of the border. But that border was nothing compared to what we have. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. But I fixed it. It was a big deal. And I would say it was probably one or two in terms of my points that I had a lot of things. But the border was a big deal. It was a bad border. I fixed it so much so that I couldn't even speak about it during the 2020 race because it didn't, nobody cared about it anymore because it was fixed. So he inherited a perfect border and he proceeded to destroy it almost immediately. He destroyed it at a level that nobody could even believe, but many times worse than it was in 2016. I'd love, you know, I have a chart. I don't know if these guys don't know about this, but I have a chart that if they could find it, put it up, because there's one little stat on this chart. Oh, wow. These guys have become good. You know, it used to take a day to get that chart. They'd say, sir, we'll have it up tomorrow. I said, tomorrow's not going to help me, Glenn. So you see the arrow, Glenn, on the bottom. See the arrow, the big red arrow on the bottom. That's the lowest level of illegal immigration ever in recorded history right there. That's the week that I left office. And look what happened after that. Look at the numbers on the right. Look at what happened after that. So that was the lowest level, and then it started marching upward. But what you don't see are the drugs. We're at the lowest level in 32 years. The human trafficking, mostly in women. They traffic in women. And that's now back at a level that we've never even seen or imagined before. But I love that chart. You know, that chart is just a small chart in with other numbers like poll numbers and things that are so impressive, even fundraising. You know, we did more. We raised more money after this crooked trial than we've ever raised, I think, than any candidate. I think we raised over $400 million. Can you believe it? I would say if we did $10 million, it would be a lot during this period. $10 million is a lot of money. They raised over $400 million during this very short period of time. A little period of time. If we would have done like 8 or 9 or 10, it would have been great. But they did numbers that no, because everyone knows they're a bunch of crooked people. These are crooked people using justice to try and win an election. But I'm proud of that chart. It was in with other things that are very important. But there's something about the importance of this that I really thought we could show it. And sometimes we'll take it out, show it to some of these big crowds. When I return to the White House, we will stop the plunder, rape, slaughter, and destruction of American suburbs, cities, and towns. And for the suburban women, who I actually think vote for me, I think that's, you know, they say. They say the suburban women, what, you like, you saw Biden, you like Biden? Yeah. The suburban way. You know why they like me?
Because all right, Donald Trump live in Virginia. We've got more highlights from last night. We got great guests coming up as well, veteran guests. It is the Veterans Call-In Show. We might squeeze in some calls as well. We got CNN ripping Joe Biden a new one. Still a lot to get to here on the InfoWars War Room.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Attorney General of the State of Delaware. Here to talk to you about something that's very important to me and to my office, senior abuse. For every one of these types of crimes that's reported to our office, 5 go unreported. But 2 million senior Americans are affected every year. And 80% of these crimes are committed by family members against their so-called loved ones. We need your help. Seniors need your help. So if you suspect that anyone is affected by any of these crimes, please contact our elder abuse hotline.
Biden's against elder abuse. That's ironic.
Owen Schroyer here from InfoWars, and I want to tell you about a serious problem affecting America right now. Joe Mencia.
I'm here to ask you for your help.
These are some of the signs that you or someone you know may be suffering from Joe Mencia. Forgetting where you are.
Of North South Carolina.
Forgetting your boss's name.
Are you going to stick with the president, last guy, on this issue?
Making up mythical characters.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Getting aggressive towards journalists.
Why attack Sanders? Why?
Forgetting lines to your speech.
All men and women created by the... Go, you know the thing.
Forgetting what you were supposed to say.
In addition to that, we have to... We are... Well, let me go to the second thing.
Name-calling and hostility.
Look, here's the deal.
I'm beginning to see why your wife left you.
Biting your spouse's hand in public. Unabashed flirtation with young children.
11 years old. Talk to me before we leave, okay?
I got hairy legs, and the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down.
If you or someone you love is suffering from Joe Mencia, please... Share with them the truth at band.video and the health supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. And together, we can defeat Joe Mencia.
You know, what a timely video. We actually shot that in April of, I think it was 2021. It was at least 4 years ago we shot that. But I figured it was timely to bring that back up today. We still got a lot of clips here. And now the Pentagon... spokeswoman has called out Joe Biden for lying. We got MSNBC and CNN basically admitting Joe Biden was an absolute disaster last night. So we got all that. I imagine April 2020 we had that. Always ahead of the rest here at InfoWars. That's next year's news today for you. It's in the special reports section on band.video, InfoWars PSA. Are you suffering from Joe Mencia? But let's go back. I'm sure Trump probably has about 10 or so minutes left. Let's go back to that. We'll play some of the MSNBC, CNN, and Pentagon reaming Joe Biden from the debate last night. And then we got guests coming up as well. But let's hear Trump, as I'm sure he's getting close to concluding in Virginia.
We're going to meet again. We're going to meet in Venezuela because it's the safest place on earth. You know, in Caracas, a year ago, 2 years ago, you had no chance of walking across the street if you were a woman without being accosted, beat up, shot, knifed to death. Now it's a very safe city because they've moved everybody into the United States of America. How stupid are we? How stupid are we? And their crime rates way down. And all over the world, prison population, their prison populations are down. And the fake news, look at them all over back there. The fake news doesn't want to talk about it. They say Donald Trump has a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy. No, it's not conspiracy. And by the way, if I were one of the presidents or dictators, as I call them, most of them are dictators, but they go under the term president. But I know them all very well. I would have been doing better than them. I would have had 100% over in this country by now. They're emptying their prisons. You know what that is? They're emptying their mental institutions into our country. Do you know the money they save? The money is massive. And we have all the problems. Nothing good is going to come out. And we have ISIS terrorists. We have terrorists pouring into our country. Just bad, bad things are going to happen. And it's all because of this incompetent president, the worst president in history. If he gets back in, Joe Biden has also vowed to pulverize Virginia families with the largest tax hikes in history. Congratulations. He pledged that the Trump tax cuts are, quote, going to expire, and if I'm elected, it's going to stay expired. That means he's going to raise your taxes by four times. It would be the largest. You know that, Lynn. He wants to give you the largest tax increase in the history of our country. It's going to decimate Virginia, and it's going to decimate every state, and it's not his fault. You'll have to take the heat. Maybe that's what they're doing. You'll have to take the heat. But they want to decimate because those tax cuts went more to the middle class and the lower class than to anybody else and the creation of jobs. But instead of a Biden tax increase, I will deliver a Trump and call it a Trump middle class tax cut. And all of my life, I said it last night, I've watched as politicians cut taxes. This guy wants to raise your taxes by four times, and people say, oh, let's vote for him. I don't know. They don't use the term liberal anymore. They use the term progressive, you know, because it's a nice-sounding word. I'm a progressive. But it's not a good word. It's a really bad word. And we will have a brand-new Trump economic boom. We're going to cut taxes. So we cut taxes substantially, massively, the biggest tax. And with a lower rate, we did much more business, much more revenue than we had before the cuts. In other words, we just did better. And Apple and Microsoft, all these companies were bringing their money back from offshore countries, from other countries. They were bringing it back into the United States because they essentially weren't allowed to from a practical standpoint because the tax was so high and the bureaucracy of doing it was almost impossible, they say. So we're going to do more tax cutting. And we're going to have this country at a level that you've never seen it before. And we're going to, you know, underfoot, under the ground, we have more liquid gold, oil and gas than any country on earth. And, you know, we had a thing called ANWR in Alaska. Ronald Reagan wanted to get it approved. He couldn't do it. Everybody wanted to get it approved. I got it approved. The first week of Biden, they disapproved it. The greatest tax, the greatest reserves, they say, outside of perhaps Saudi Arabia, could be greater than Saudi Arabia, would have been so great for Alaska, but would have been great for this country. Massive, massive oil reserves, and they turned it down. These people are horrible. I've announced that as part of those tax cuts, I will eliminate all taxes on tips. A very simple statement. No taxes on
tips. Just cut tips out of that. I'd be good with that. I'm going to eliminate all taxes.
I got that idea the other night. I'm in Las Vegas at my place, which is a very nice place, having dinner with some people, big people, successful people, talking about the future of the country, and they're very worried about it. And the waitress came over. I said, how are you doing? Been there for a long time. And she said, they're killing me on tips. I said, really? They go after. He said, you have no idea. They just issued new regulations that make it impossible for us to live. And I was actually surprised to hear it. No taxes on tips.
Abolish the IRS. And just get rid of tips.
And when
just no taxes.
That last week, you know, my phone's lit up. I never saw anything like that. Was the That was a very popular thing to announce, but it's a good thing. You earn the money, you keep the money. Every time you leave a tip for the next 5 months, make sure to write on the receipt, vote for Trump for no taxes on tips. It's no wonder Joe Biden and his thugs are so desperate to stop us. They know that we are the only ones who can stop them. A great thing just happened a few hours ago. You probably heard about it, but maybe you didn't because some of you have been standing on line for 3 days. Do you know that? These people, right? They've been on line for 3 days to get into your place, Glenn. This is crazy. You must have heard that Glenn is going to be here with his superstar son. We do, right? Don't we? I think he's great. Doing great. But just this happened a few hours ago. The Supreme Court ruled that Biden's Department of Injustice has wrongly prosecuted hundreds of Americans for peacefully protesting on January 6th.
There was another big Supreme Court decision today as well. Dealing with government overreach, bureaucracies. We're going to have Bob Barnes on Monday to discuss all the Supreme Court decisions.
Those people have been treated so badly, especially when you compare them with people that ripped apart and killed people in Portland and in Seattle and in other places. They have been treated so badly. So we're asking, based on the decision, they should immediately be released, immediately, the J6 hostages. But all of these people...
All right, Trump gaining steam as we get nearer to the presidential election. Meanwhile, the Democrats don't even know who their nominee's going to be. All right, we got some clips of CNN, MSNBC ripping Biden a new one when we come back.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, here's just a couple of clips. We got a whole list of these. A couple of clips of CNN ripping Biden a new one right after the debate.
For after his performance, it has really set off panic. There was one Democratic congressman I was in touch with who was on Capitol Hill at a watch party with a number of other lawmakers. And that moment early on in the debate where President Biden was talking about the national debt and seemed to lose his train of thought, paused for several seconds and then gave a confusing answer. He said that when that happened, the entire room was just completely silent and in shock, and that this member's own reaction was that he wanted to jump off of a bridge. And he said that throughout the course of the
Biden
90 minutes
Democrats
of the debate,
he
and the other lawmakers in the room felt like Donald Trump looked young and Joe Biden looked old, and that Donald Trump seemed to mostly be on the offensive and that Joe Biden seemed to be mostly on the defense. Democrats, he said, are just panicked right now and don't even know what to do. I mean, these are some really devastating reviews for a Biden campaign that really wanted to use tonight to dispel this notion that President Biden is too old for a second term.
Some of them, he said, he's the only president in a while who didn't have any troops dying anywhere in the world. Troops have, of course, died on his watch. He said he's put in a $15 per shot cap on insulin and Medicare. It's a $35 a month cap. He said it's a $200 cap on overall drug spending in Medicare. It's $2,000 a year. He said the border now has fewer crossings than when Trump was in office. That's generally not true. He said, or at least strongly suggested, unemployment was at 15% when he took office. It was actually 6.4. He said Trump wants to get rid of Social Security. Trump doesn't. He said billionaires pay 8.2% in taxes. It's much higher. He said Trump told Americans to inject bleach amid COVID. We know Trump made foolish comments about scientists studying disinfectant injection, but didn't frame it as advice to people. And Biden said the Border Patrol endorsed him. No, his union supported the border bill he supported, never endorsed him himself.
Yikes. CNN fact-checking Joe Biden post-debate. Now here's the Pentagon. The Pentagon spokeswoman having to correct something Joe Biden said last night.
Just to be clear, was the president's statement incorrect?
Not trying to get involved in campaign events or really go further on comments on the debate. If the president had more context, I'd refer you to the White House to speak to his comments. I think you and others have reported on some of the tragic losses of life that we have seen from service members, whether it be as Phil referenced in Jordan or in other places around the world, and you've seen this president express his deepest condolences to those families as well. So I would refer you to the White House for more.
Beating around the bush here, this is a question to the Pentagon.
Sure.
You, has President Biden had service members die anywhere in the world during his time in office?
We, as you have reported on, we have certainly had service members pass during this administration.
The answer is yes, but okay, babble on a little more. Now, this is actually way more significant than just fact-checking Joe Biden. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden has sat there while the coffins came off of the airplane. He was stood there, checked his watch. Joe Biden has called Gold Star families who lost loved ones while he was president. He's talked on the phone to them. Did this mean so little to Joe Biden? Did these instances mean absolutely nothing to Joe Biden that he's completely forgotten them? That's not just Joe Biden making a flub or lying. That's Joe Biden telling deceased troops and their Gold Star families he doesn't give a damn about you. Here's Joe Scarborough a couple months ago, and then Joe Scarborough last night.
But I undersold him when I said he was cogent. He's far beyond cogent. In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been. This is a battle for the future of American democracy. And now is a good time. In June, thank God. In June, and not October, in June. This is the last chance for Democrats to decide whether this man we've known and loved for a very long time is up to the task.
Wow, what a switch.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please...
please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Naeem joining me now. He's represented many different veterans groups. He's been a lobbyist for veterans on Capitol Hill fighting for their health care, specifically with the VA. And Chris, I'm glad that you've joined me today because there was a very important moment at the debate last night that I'm sure you have a lot to unload on. And that was when Joe Biden claimed that the VA is better than it's ever been under his control. My understanding is it's the exact opposite. It was better when Trump was in there, but you've dealt with the VA for years. You've lobbied for the veterans on Capitol Hill. So why don't you correct the record here for us?
Well, I'm glad you're bringing this up, Owen, because out of the whole debate, there was a moment where President Trump talked about the fact that we have homeless veterans that are being mistreated and, well, illegal immigrants pouring into the country. And it's totally true. And I was talking to a gentleman the other day. These are folks that are actually more liberal that actually agree with this. Veterans advocates, veterans that are out there. The idea that our veterans, we have homeless veterans everywhere. The VA spends $799 million a year, allegedly, in these SSFV grants, which essentially go to nonprofits to house veterans. We have homeless veterans everywhere. President Trump brought it up, and you'll notice President Biden never substantially responded to really anything, but he didn't substantially respond to the homeless veterans piece. And when he said veterans are in, I remember this debate. It was painful, by the way, as I'm sure it was for everyone to get through, but he mentioned that our veterans are getting treated better than ever. Then he switched to some generic statement about we're the best fighting force. Zero substance. It was a spin. I'm sure it was part of his rehearsed, you know, whenever they had him cranked out on amphetamines or whatever he's on. I mean, I've never seen, he has advanced mental decay. Clearly, it looks like it could be dementia. I'm not a doctor. I'll leave it there. I won't go further down that road. But President Biden did nothing to substantively talk about veterans, didn't unpackage anything about specifics. We have homeless veterans everywhere, and the VA is still a complete, the VA has $200+ billion. Most of the operations in VA are these bureaucratic machinations that don't actually touch veterans at the front force. So we can go into all sorts of different programs here, but I unfortunately, it's a failing grade for President Biden on veterans, and it was better when President Trump was in there for a variety of specific reasons.
Well, here's one that's absolutely crazy, and I'd like to get more into the homeless vets issue because this should be such an obvious deal, dealing with homeless vets compared to what non-citizens, illegal border crossers receive. I mean, they get free room and board. I mean, they stay in 5-star hotels. But specifically when we're talking about the Veterans Affairs, and this hit the news a couple months ago, but I mean, it's kind of like, pinch me, is this even real? Are illegal aliens getting money that's supposed to be for veterans in the VA? Is that true?
There's certainly, in terms of the specific tie, I'd have to look closer, but generally, absolutely. I mean, we have federal funds, we have mandatory and discretionary funds, which are terminologies in the federal budget process, the federal budget pipeline, which is a very statutory based process, is they're able to get benefits almost immediately when you have veterans that imagine being a homeless veteran today and you go to the VA, what they call the Rapid Resource Community Center, some acronym that should mean very slow and you're not going to get anything likely. There's nothing rapid about it. And then they refer you out to the community or these nonprofits that receive grants. So they're actually outsourcing it. So you're a veteran that has to complete it's like jumping through hoops, doing multiple things. And you take a veteran that's been fortunate, that's been highly educated or worked in government or testified in front of Congress or been on television like me. I can't figure it out, Owen. I can't figure it out. If you have lawyers that cannot figure out how to access a government program through the VA, hint, hint, it doesn't work. And yet you have illegal immigrants and I've never said anything disparaging, nor would I, against another human being. I think only God can judge people, not, you know, we're called to be, witnesses, not judges. That being said, it's illegal, right? So you're breaking laws to get somewhere, and then you have a one political party in America that wants to give rights to criminals. It's absolutely crazy. And I think that's one thing President Trump hit on yesterday that was good, which was we're destroyed. I mean, if this continues, we will be destroyed. Rome will fall much quicker.
Well, and let's talk about, you know, you talk about unpackaging. You talk about the substance. This is the substance. You have homeless veterans that are within eyeshot of a hotel that illegal aliens are getting free room and board at for at least 30 days, in some cases more than that. They're watching food get delivered every day. They're seeing that they get health care. I mean, this is just the one angle of the homeless veterans that they got into yesterday. I mean, that's the substance. I can't even imagine. I'm frustrated as an American that non-citizens are getting treated better than Americans. I can't imagine you're a homeless veteran, whatever the situation is that landed you on the streets. I can't imagine you're a homeless veteran. I mean, veteran suicide is already a problem. I mean, you want to talk about depression. You're in eyeshot of a hotel full of non-citizens, a hotel full of criminals, and they're getting five-star treatment while you're either freezing on the streets, starving on the streets, sweating to death on the streets. I can't even imagine what that's like.
It's, and you have some veterans that struggle with substance abuse issues, and it's even harder when you're homeless and when these things are happening. And we're going to have a lot of fun, Owen, on the Veterans Call-In Show up until Election Day, because there's a whole bunch of other problems we haven't even got into at the VA. You've got a program called VR&E. Voc Rehab is the old school terminology for it. This program is like a treasure chest of gold that you can't get to. It's under the ocean. It's in a safe. It's locked. It's covered by a freaking blue whales, being the government. VR&E is purposed to give veterans retraining to reenter the workforce. VR&E legally could send me to law school. They could send a veteran to get a PhD. It's a very, very valuable program.